750 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan. In the face of criticism, Congress is dropping a prime opportunity to act on the recommendations in the 9/11 Commission's final report. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee has just announced it is calling its members back from summer recess to start the process. Republican Chairwoman Susan Collins of Maine.
We will begin work right away, and we will hold our first governmental affairs hearing to evaluate these recommendations the first week in August.
If the hearings had not been called, members of Congress would not have started dealing with the panel's ideas until after Labor Day. Boston officials are putting the final touches on security for next week's Democratic National Convention. Thousands of police officers will be on duty. And if he doesn't get hurt or get lost, American Lance Armstrong is the likely winner of the Tour de France. He took it easier today, but still has a big lead over other cyclists. The race ends Sunday. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during Cool Summer Savings, you'll find special deals, too. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Super Paint Interior and Exterior, our best-selling paints. So stop in for great service, expert advice, and right now, one cool sale. When it comes to paint and wallpaper, it's what we do, it's all we do. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Cloudy, 68 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Presidential contender John Kerry is in Denver today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Accident with injuries. Northbound I-25 at Emerson. A lot of fire equipment on the scene there. Use caution. Count on some delays. Fast Track S has the rest of the details on traffic at this hour. 11th and Claremont. A lot of activity because of a police chase. Don't know what started it. Do know it started at University Hospital. Southbound Monaco underneath I-70. Watch for an injury accident there. Also a report of an accident with injuries at Federal and I-70 and another injury collision at 8th and Clarkson in the Capitol Hill area. Find out more about Fast Track, the Denver metro area's proposed new mass transit network. Log on to fasttrack.org to get informed. Paid for by Fast Track. Yes. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The rain may have moved John Kerry's Denver rally indoors, but it hasn't dampened the enthusiasm of those who want to hear the Democratic frontrunner. Bruce Morton reports.
Lines stretch around the block outside the Fillmore Auditorium. Inside the venerable concert hall, there's a VIP area close to the stage where Kerry will speak. Behind it is a riser for local and national media. And behind that is a large area where most folks in attendance will stand. They'll get a great view of the riser. Also part of the scene are the Fillmore Beer Taps. They get the day off. Bruce Morton, Denver.
This report brought to you by JCPenney. A tax glitch means 12,000 Jeffco school employees will have to refile their tax returns. District employees received a letter this week telling them their tax returns were incorrect. The problem? New computer software installed last year failed to withhold taxes on the employees' benefits packages. Get ready for more rain this afternoon. Thankfully, the Weather Service says things will be much kinder than yesterday when heavy rain and hail made for street flooding and damaged homes. In sports, the Colorado Rockies start a three-game series tonight in Arizona against the D-backs. Jeff Acero throws for the Rocks. This Saturday, it's the biggest JCPenney Saturday one-day-only sale of the season. Big store-wide savings, plus bonus coupons, plus doorbusters, 8 to 1 p.m. It's all inside JCPenney. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
It's important to me.
You can rely on us at Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm a single mom, and I've always got somewhere to go.
No matter where you are.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. When I take the kids to school.
When it's important to you.
News is important to me.
Rely on Denver's AM 1150.
That's what's important to me.
KNRC.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
So, you're driving your car, minding your own business. Suddenly, some random guy pulls you over, compliments you on your hair, changes your oil, and gives you a nice parting gift.
Two tickets for the ballet.
Hard to imagine, huh? So why do we expect it when it comes to dating? We go to the same old places and wonder why our soulmate doesn't walk in and ask us out. Maybe that's the problem. The approach is wrong. Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect, can help you make meaningful connections with Denver singles. Sign up today. Call 303-424-2300 and get $100 off your membership. Plus, you'll be entered in a drawing August 28th for a $500 romantic getaway package for you and your date to the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge. Also, as a valued KNRC listener, the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge is offering a preferred summer lodging special. Call 800-736-1607. Mention the KNRC Summer Special and get weekend rates starting at $85, not including taxes and fees. Restrictions do apply. So call Cottonwood Connection today, 303-424-2300.
Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A chilly one today, especially for this time of year. Our average high temperature, 89, only getting up to 63 degrees today. Cooler air moving over our region, mostly cloudy skies. Chance of rain showers and isolated storms. Later on tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and isolated storms. Patchy fog overnight down to 50. And tomorrow, patchy morning fog, then mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and isolated storms, 67. Sunday, mostly cloudy, an afternoon storm in 71. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Cloudy and 68 degrees, KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And joining us later in the broadcast will be Joe Trippi. He was the guy behind Howard Dean's success and certainly the genius behind all the internet activity and the internet fundraising that just astonished everybody. He'll be live with us in studio. His new book is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. And Monday, we will be joined by former CNN, former MSNBC commentator Bill Press, new book, Bush Must Go, The Top 10 Reasons Why George Bush Does Not Deserve a Second Term. Tuesday, we're going to be joined by best-selling mystery novelist Sue Grafton. She has lots of fans. She's the one that does that alphabet series. A is for, you know, and B is for, and the newest one is R, is for Ricochet. She'll be live with us in studio. And I will be live on Air America Radio this weekend, a guest on the Laura Flanders Show. They've asked me to be a regular guest, and that's this weekend. Mountain Time would be 7 to 8 p.m., and you can access it, airamericaradio.com. Well, I'm happy to report that all systems are go today. Thank goodness for that. That was really, we had a technical meltdown yesterday. It was awful. I want to talk about a lot of things. I want to get going with stuff that's happening here first, and then we'll move along to the 9/11 report and some of the activity on that front. The headline, of course, is that we are not safer. That was a headline in all the newspapers. So those of you who think that this administration has made us safer, I guess you're going to, you know, you can file that along with you can believe that the earth is flat, but that doesn't mean that we are safer. First of all, you have a situation here with towers, and this is stuff that I have been involved with in the past, the cell towers and broadcast towers. I wouldn't want to live near any one of them. But there is a group of residents who are on Lookout Mountain, and it turns out that the officials say that they can't confirm that there's any connection between broadcast towers on Lookout Mountain and elevated cancer levels, although, according to the studies, there were elevated levels of brain and other central nervous system cancers in two areas closest to the broadcast devices on Lookout Mountain, but they can't make a correlation. Well, maybe they can't prove that broadcast towers or cell towers are not great for your health, but they can't disprove that they're wonderful. They can't disprove it either. So if I were living anywhere, I wouldn't want to live anywhere near them, to be perfectly honest. So those of you who are screaming about it, continue to scream, because you know what? You might be able to get something done in your favor. 303-382-1150. One of the things that also has been reported is that the city has overstated the drop in complaints of excessive force in the police department. It's a big error. Apparently, Whitman, Police Chief Whitman, and Alacabe overstated the decline in excessive force complaints in a letter last week to the Department of Justice. Chief Whitman called the agency to say that the actual rate of decrease is less than half the rate stated in the letter. So, in other words, the letter said that there was a huge decline in complaints of excessive force against the Denver Police Department, and it turns out that it was an error. Just so you'd know, 303-382-1150. Citizens' complaints alleging unnecessary force by Denver police. Well, in 1996, it was as high as 177. It went down to 142 the next year, went up to 158 in 98. In 99, it was up to 174. In the year 2000, dropped to 150. 2001, 125. 2002, 114. And 2003, up to 135. 303-382-1150. If you've been watching the Diana story, Princess Di story, her former lover, the one that's cashed in and written a lot of books about her, was busted for drugs. Can you believe that? He's been freed on bail after being arrested at a bar on suspicion of possessing illegal drugs, possessing illegal Class A drugs, a category that includes cocaine and heroin. Somebody told me this last night. You're going to have to confirm it for me, that a lot of teenagers are doing heroin because it's really cheap now. And what they refer to it as is partying. You want to go party, and that means let's go shoot up some heroin. Does anybody know anything about that? Can I get a corroborating statement? 303-382-1150. I know that heroin is very plentiful because guess what? The opium production in Afghanistan is really flourishing. And why is it flourishing? Well, because we have turned a blind eye to it. That's really why it's flourishing. I want to also share with you this story, which is an amazing story. One of the things that we have talked about is how Officer Turney could have used a taser instead of shooting Paul Childs dead. That's what we talked about. But it turns out that almost no research has been done on tasers. Nobody knows this. But let me just share some information with you. There's a case that's been reported where somebody was lunging at a cop and they fired their taser twice and the guy fought briefly. He then collapsed, and then, guess what? He died. A growing number of people, now at least 50, including six in June alone, have died since 2001 after being shot. Taser International, which makes several versions of the guns, says its weapons are not lethal, even for people with heart conditions or pacemakers. They say that the death resulted from drug overdoses or other factors that would have occurred anyway. But, and here's the but, and this I think you'll be as shocked as I was, Taser has scant evidence for that claim. The company's primary safety studies of the M26, which is one of their models, far more powerful than the other stun guns, consists of tests on one single pig in 1996 and on five dogs in 1999. Company-paid researchers, not independent scientists, conducted the studies, which were never published in a peer-reviewed journal. Taser has no full-time medical director and has never created computer models to simulate the effects of its shocks, which are difficult to test in human clinical trials for ethical reasons. Because if you shock someone and they die, you know, really, that's a clinical trial you might not want to participate in. What is more, aside from a continuing Defense Department study, the results of which have not been released, no federal or state agencies have studied the safety or effectiveness of tasers, which fall between two federal agencies and are essentially unregulated. Nor has any federal agency studied the deaths to determine what caused them. In at least two cases, local medical examiners have said tasers were partly responsible. In many cases, autopsies are continuing or reports are unavailable. The few independent studies that have examined a taser have found that the weapon safety is unproven at best. The most comprehensive report by the British government in 2002 concluded that high-powered tasers cannot be classed in the vernacular as safe. Britain has not approved tasers for general police use. A 1989 Canadian study found that tasers induced heart attacks in pigs with pacemakers. A 1999 study by the Department of Justice on an electrical weapon much weaker than the taser found that it might cause cardiac arrest in people with heart conditions. In reviewing other electrical devices, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, found that a charge half as large as that of the M26 can be dangerous to the heart. This is tasers. Tasers unproven. It looks like there have been no real studies done. The company doesn't even have a medical director. They tested it on one pig in 1996 and five dogs in 1999. Nothing has appeared in peer-reviewed journals. And everybody thinks tasers are okay. Is this amazing or what? 303-382-1150. Brandy, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I'm very well, Brandy.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. I just wanted to say I have a friend who works for the Denver Sheriff's Department, and I will not mention any names, but he said during training one day, it was some training course, everyone in his group had to get on their knees and be tasered in the back.
Really? Because they won't even use people in human taser experiments because people have died as a result. If you have any kind of a heart condition, and some of these heart conditions are undetected, some of these people might not know
that. He and all the guys he worked with were on their knees getting shot in the back with the tasers, and he said there was no pain like it.
Well, I think that...
I don't know, but...
I'll tell you what. You ought to get a hold of the New York Times, because they have just done this expose on tasers where there have been no studies, really, very little. A growing number of people, now at least 60, who've died since 2001 after being shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an opinion really either way on the tasers, mostly because I don't know that much about them. But
look at the New York Times online, NY Times online,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And look for the story. It's a long story, and it's a shocking. Actually, it's a very shocking story.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
Well, Enid, I think that you know, the guys here are testing them on each other.
Well, you know what? I think that that's not. I think that you could get a lawsuit out of that. I think if something happened, if you had an undetected heart condition, or if there were some problem, and you died, and you're in the police department as a result of this tasering exercise that goes on, you have a lawsuit, is what I would imagine.
I certainly wouldn't doubt it.
Brandy, I thank you for the call, and thanks for the info.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You're very, you too. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Evan, in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Evan.
I'd just like to agree with you about the heroin statement, because I'm 17, and when I go out, that's what they offer me to do. And, of course, I would never do that because...
That's here in Denver?
That's here in Denver. They and I didn't know that it was called partying, and I didn't know what it was really about.
I heard that because a friend of mine has a niece who's trying to get clean and sober.
Yeah.
And that heroin is so cheap, and that's what they talk about doing. So tell me where it's... How much does it cost, for one thing?
Well, I know that the cheapest amount you can get is about $5 to $7, and I know... that it's really low budget, really crappy stuff, because I know someone who happened to do it, and she had a really bad reaction to it.
What was her? What happened to her?
Her whole arm was swollen, and she started throwing up, and I think that she eventually had to be taken to the hospital.
Because you don't know what they cut it with.
I don't know what they did with it. I just, you know, I was there, and, you know, I would never do that because I frankly have too much self-respect for myself to ever do that.
You don't even know. You could be injecting rat poison.
Exactly.
You don't know. You do not know what they cut it with. They cut it with baby. They were cutting it for a while with baby laxative. I don't know. All kinds of stuff.
Well, I know that they don't even know these people who they're buying it from. They just kind of go find someone around and just pick it up. I mean, they don't.
All right. Give me an example. How do people find it in Denver? Where do you find it? You go into a bar? Where is it?
Well, she found it at Cheeseman Park. So...
She's cruising Cheeseman Park.
She was cruising Cheeseman Park.
I think all you have to do is come down to where our station is, and you probably find it on the corner sometimes.
Well, she used to get it at Skyline Park, but Skyline was, you know, they were reconstructing Skyline, so that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
So I guess they all moved over, like a few of them moved over to Cheeseman, and She would always ask me, though, what would you want to go party? And I'm like, well, I'd like to go to a party, but I'm not going to do that.
You
know,
Evan, you are so smart.
Don't even start. Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. I have too much going for myself to ever do that. That's just horrible. I mean, and I really feel bad for her because she could be a really great person. But when she is a great person, but when the drugs hit her, she is just completely different.
How does she change?
Her whole attitude is just so negative when she's on the buzz. It's her whole outlook is just completely bitter and negative.
I thought it's supposed to make you mellow.
She's not really mellow.
Are you seeing a lot of this with kids your age?
I've only seen it from her, but I know that a lot of it goes on around there lately.
Because it's so cheap? Is that part of it?
It is so cheap, and it's so cheap and it's so accessible, really. It's a lot more accessible than people would think.
Is anybody going out from Denver Health or other agencies doing clean needles? Or are people sharing needles, too, on top of it?
I really don't know personally about the needles, but I think she might have had a clean needle. I think she might have gotten it from someone. I really am not sure about it.
You don't know. You don't know. So in addition to not knowing what you're injecting into yourself,
Then
you're using potentially dirty needles.
Exactly.
So you get yourself all kinds of horrible diseases.
She really doesn't know. She really didn't know the person who she got it from. About a week ago, and she just hadn't met him then.
It breaks my heart.
So, she doesn't know what kind of disease is on that needle. She doesn't know anything about the needle.
How does she know? Why do you think kids are doing this? Is it that reality, those $500 tennis shoes are so depressing that they have to go shoot up with heroin?
I think I'm going to quote you about yesterday. About how you said, a lot of kids like to go against what their parents do. A lot of kids do not follow their parents. Like, whatever your parents are doing, they do the opposite. And I think that might be part of it, but I'm really not sure. I mean, from my personal standpoint, I can't afford $500 tennis shoes, and I can't get away with a lot of that stuff.
But what are kids so upset about? Not enough attention at home? They're depressed? They blame it on their parents? I mean, what is the story?
I think it might be a lot of... from her, I think it came from a lot of problems that she might have created herself. She really abuses her friendships. She really...
Do her parents have a clue?
I really don't think so.
Should somebody let them know?
Because actually in her own home, she's considered a very responsible person. She's considered a very responsible...
Should somebody make a phone call?
Huh?
Should somebody do an intervention?
I think so.
Should somebody let her parents know what the story is
before
it goes too far?
Oh, I think so. I definitely agree with that.
Would you do it?
Would do it. I really would do it. I've considered doing it. And just now, after speaking with you, I've really, thought of all the possibilities.
She may never talk to you again.
But, I mean, that's good. I don't care. I mean, I'd like to rather have her live on than talk to me. Life is...
Will her parents believe you, or will they say you're lying?
They might say I'm lying, but, I mean, honestly, if they say I'm lying, then that's going to be their own loss if something happens.
But at least you knew that you did something.
At least I know that I did.
All right, now I want to put the call out to anybody who's a professional listening who might be a psychologist or who has had a similar incident, who might have made the phone call or who might have been a parent who received the phone call or who might have been somebody about whom the phone call was made. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, and let's listen and see if anybody calls in. What is a good thing to do? But it seems to me, if you know that a friend is really doing something that's essentially suicidal, you need to do something on their behalf, is what I think, to save them. She may never talk to you again. The family may diss you.
Yeah.
But you will always have a clear conscience knowing that you really tried. The question is, what is the way that will be the most productive for you to try? If you're a bull in a china shop and you just make a phone call and you do it that way and all it does is create havoc, I don't know. It's probably better than nothing, but that might not be the way. But let me put the call out, Evan.
Okay.
For any professional who's listening or anybody who's been in a similar situation, if they have any suggestions as to what is a good way to go about it. And I really thank you for the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for being such a good friend. And I thank you for not shooting up heroin and thinking more of yourself than to do it.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150. What do you think about that? We're talking about the phenomenon known as partying, I guess. Heroin is now so cheap because we have turned a blind eye in Afghanistan. The one thing that the Taliban did was they'll chop off your heads and your hands if you grow poppies, which are used to make opium, which is, you know, how you get heroin. And so now there are record heroin production around because of the record poppy production. And it's so cheap that kids, you're hearing, even in Denver, kids are buying it for next to nothing. They don't know what it's cut with. They don't know what it's made with. They don't even know if they've got clean needles. And in any event, they're just shooting themselves up left and right. And here's Evan. He's 17 years old. He hasn't succumbed. And the question is, when you know a friend of yours is using, and what's your responsibility to tell the friend's parents who probably don't have a clue that this is happening? What's the best way to do it? I mean, I think the parents should know, but what is the best way of going about it? So if any of you are professionals in this area, if you're a psychologist or if you have had this occur, if you've been a parent or if you have been a kid about whom somebody has made the phone call or whatever, you've done it on somebody's behalf, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know what's the best way to do this. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Men, the enemy is within. They are there when we sink into our lazy boys and tune into our favorite shows. Some call them wives, some girlfriends. But men, I am here to tell you that now is the time to take control of our own remotes. It is time to state in a voice that may indeed wake the neighbors. Tonight at 9, 8 Central, I will watch decisive battles on the History Channel. And I will watch Command Decisions right after. This will be your finest hour.
Remember that little promise you made to yourself to get away from the city and enjoy colorful Colorado this summer? The ski train to Winter Park is your ticket to get away without the hassle of driving. There's no better route to go. Just call 303-296-4754. Then drive downtown to Union Station one Saturday now through August 28th, and you're on your way.
All aboard!
You'll enjoy the mountains and Winter Park's recreational opportunities and be back in time for dinner. Enjoy gorgeous views as you're lulled by the motion of the train. Seniors, large groups, and families enjoy the ski train traveling through scenic wonders of the Flatirons and South Boulder Canyon. You'll encounter rugged alpine wilderness and vistas far from the beaten path. You'll be dropped off directly at the base of the Winter Park Resort, a short walk from all the summer activities, often closer than you can park. Bicycles are welcome, so don't delay. Make your reservations today. Call 303-296-4754 or go to skitrain.com.
Hazel Miller, Colorado's Queen of the Blues, inviting you to groove through summer Wednesday nights at Lakewood Sound's exciting summer concert series. KNRC is a proud sponsor of the 2004 Sounds Exciting series that features some of Colorado's best artists live under the beautiful summer night sky. The lineup includes Chris Daniels and the Kings, presented by KCUV, Dotsero, Lanny Garrett, and many more. Go to www.lakewood.org or call 303-987-7845 for more information.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. A sell-off on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off almost 87 points. The NASDAQ is off better than 38. Shares of Microsoft are also down nearly 3%. That after the world's largest software maker posted results yesterday that were a penny short of Wall Street estimates. Meanwhile, Microsoft announced today it will hire up to 7,000 employees worldwide this year as it expands and fills vacant positions. Things are not going better with Coca-Cola today. today. The stock price is down more than 8% after the company reported a decline in volume. A key witness in the case against Martha Stewart has been fined $2,000 for accepting a payoff during the investigation. But former brokerage assistant Douglas Fanuel received no jail time or probation. And let the chips fall where they may. In Chicago, at least, a federal judge says Frito-Lay has to stop advertising that it produces the potato chip of choice over its local rival, J-Chips, since it's a claim the company can't prove. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Meet Amy and Dawn.
Hi.
How are you?
With her family vacation approaching, Amy had new tires installed.
That's right.
So did Dawn.
It's true.
But Dawn got hers installed on Sunday.
On Sunday?
At the mall.
The mall?
Where she shopped while she waited.
You got to shop?
That's because Dawn went to Sears Auto Center.
Wish I did.
Now save even more with all Bridgestone tires on sale through July 31st. Plus only at Sears, save an extra $25 or $50 with the purchase of four select Bridgestone tires. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice. Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil Liquid Gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil Relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil Relief.
When you hear
a talk show host that makes fun of himself,
Doug Kellett is on AM 1150 KNRC.
Tell your wife, your children, anybody who will listen to you.
Afternoons 3 to 6.
I like it.
AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:30 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. It was really dark and overcast a minute ago, and now it looks like it's sunny again. And I think we're going to probably play tag in the weather all day today. But I think it's going to be a wonderful weekend because all of them are, no matter what the weather is. Here's what we're talking about, and I didn't intend to get off on the subject, but it sort of has happened. And that is, I was talking to a friend yesterday, last night. We were way, way, way out in Elizabeth, way out in the country, celebrating at a friend's farm, another friend's birthday. And one of my friends said that we're talking about heroin so being so plentiful that the kids call it partying. Hey, do you want a party? And it's cheap now because of the poppy production, the huge poppy production in Afghanistan, among other things. And so I was talking about that. And then we had a call from Evan, if you're just tuning in, who's 17. And he says he's not going to shoot up with heroin, but he sees it around a lot. And he has a friend who's doing it. And the question became, should he call his friend's parents and let them know that the daughter is shooting up with heroin, may or may not be using clean needles, and you never know what this stuff is cut with, and she had such a bad experience, apparently. She was hauled off to the hospital, he thought, because she started vomiting, and who knows what this stuff is cut with. I'm looking at a story here from the former husband of three-time Olympic champion Marion Jones, who told federal investigators that Jones was using banned performance-enhancing drugs, that she was doping, and he helped to inject her, and is this what ex-husbands are for? Please, come on. Oh, this is so depressing. Anyway, I put out the call. Anybody who's a professional, how would you make the phone call to the parents of the girl who Evan says is using, his friend? What's the best way to do it? Should you, what's a good way to do this? Should you make the phone call? I think he has a responsibility to let them know. I'd want to know if I were a parent. If I were the friend of somebody who was using, I think you have a responsibility. Friends don't let friends vote Republican, and friends don't let friends do drugs. 303-382-1150. Laura in Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Laura.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in, and just as a person who's seen a lot of this and done a lot of others, I would say the best thing that Evan could do is rat his friend out.
To her parents?
Absolutely.
Are you? How old are you, Laura?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I'm almost 35.
Oh, okay. So you're not a okay. And are you?
Not anymore.
Are you a professional, or why do you say this?
No, I'm just a recovered addict.
Okay.
I didn't do heroin. I had other drugs. But I knew a lot of people do. It's always been pretty accessible.
So,
you know, I used to say, give me $100 in an hour, and I could pretty much find anything.
Well, so you think that if he calls the parents, that's the best way to go? Rat her out immediately?
Anybody who cares about her needs to know the more she hides it, the more her use will elevate, the more she's able to get away with it.
And how did you, what was your drug?
Ecstasy was one of them. I did cocaine. I did almost everything but heroin. The reason I knew somebody early on who was a heroin addict and just watched her deteriorate and eventually overdose. Scared me away, but sadly not enough to scare me away from everything.
Well, how did you finally get clean?
I grew out of it, and then I got pregnant and I had a son. And, you know, once I found out I was pregnant, I stopped altogether.
You were able to do that?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And you've been clean ever since?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So rat her out is your advice?
Absolutely, without a doubt. And to get as many friends as he can to support him and to back up the claim.
Because maybe the parents won't want to believe that this is going on?
It depends on the people. I mean, most parents are going to be concerned as soon as they hear that.
Right.
You know,
and she'll deny it, and she'll say he's lying.
She'll deny it, and she might leave home. But as many people who will not help her and will not support her in this, as the better. And the more, it's kind of like cockroaches, are, you know, in the dark. Once you turn the light on, it's a lot harder to hide.
Well, apparently, he says that they all think she's very responsible at home. Now, I hope
that won't last.
Okay. Well, Laura,
will not last.
You've been there, you've done that. So, are you in a position now where you see what's going on? Because I'm hearing that also a big problem in the bars and every place else is crystal meth.
It's really bad. I have a friend who's still an addict and is using that quite excessively. And you can really tell in a person when they're using that, their teeth turn gray.
Their teeth turn gray?
Yeah, and their skin looks completely washed out. That one really has a high. If you can really tell when someone's used that for a while.
And what happens? They stay flying for a week. They can't go to sleep for a week or so.
Yeah, tend to disappear for about 4 days at a time. That's a bad sign that someone's using crystal meth.
Wait, say that again. If something for 4 days at a time, what did you say? What happens in 4 days?
They disappear.
Oh, they disappear, you know, for days at a time.
Yeah, where their family doesn't know where they are, and they'll, you know, if you, someone in your life has gray teeth and they disappear, or they out of.
It's a bad sign. And crystal meth, what is it, like cocaine or speed? You're just flying really high and then you crash, and it's a really ragged, horrible come down. Is that the story?
It's methamphetamine, and it's a 4 day high. I don't know why anybody would want to be high for that long. Even back when I was using, I didn't like it. You feel wired and tense. But I guess it's addictive.
Laura, I thank you for the information. Anybody who's using, are there any words that can be spoken? What would you say to people who are using now, to teenagers, other than please don't? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's not worth it. It's hard to have anything, because when somebody's really into it, you can say anything you want, and it's hard to something you generally have to have. The worst thing about using drugs is nothing good comes out of it. You know, women are susceptible to, you know, abuse of all kinds. Everything of value to you, you know, relationships, jobs, friends, you know, pets, household, you know, a place to live, it just means nothing. And there's just nothing good that can come out of it.
Why do you think people use?
It's probably different for everybody, but I mean, a lot of people are, for me, I think what happened with me is I had naturally had mood swings. I guess kind of like bipolar. And I think what I was doing was self-medicating, because I was on, I went through about 2 years of psychiatric drugs and nothing helped. And I was always And then you're looking for excitement, you're young, and you feel invincible. You don't think anything really bad can happen to you when you're 15, 16.
Well, I am delighted that you've turned your life around, Laura.
I am too.
And thank you so much for calling us, and I hope you'll call us again.
I will.
All right. Thanks very much, Laura.
All right. Bye.
Laura from Aurora. It rhymes, and you heard what she had to say. So, Evan, if you were listening, rat your friend out. Get some people to back up what you're saying so it's not your word against hers. And do what has to be done, and then report back to us. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1239, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Ina. Scattered showers in 65 right now. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is in Denver today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Double trouble on the South Valley as we head up toward the late stages of the lunch hour today. J.C. Penney has the information. It's two accidents, one northbound at Washington, one northbound at Hamden. Denver police on the scene of each, but traffic is still stacked up back to I-225. Hopefully they'll get those things moved out of the way in the next few minutes. Also have an injury accident up in the foothills on Marks Drive and Conifer. They need a medical helicopter, but they can't get the bird to the accident, so they're going to land the helicopter at the Fort Restaurant at Highway 8 and Highway 285. So watch for a lot of police activity in that general area. Also a medical emergency downtown at Civic Center Park, Colfax, and Broadway. Tomorrow, it's the biggest JCPenney Saturday one-day sale of the season. Big store-wide savings, plus bonus coupons, plus doorbusters, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's all inside JCPenney. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
John Kerry is kicking off his Freedom Trail Tour here in Denver today. Kerry's making a six-city trip leading up to next week's Democratic Convention. The rally was supposed to be outdoors, but because of the weather, was moved indoors to the Fillmore Auditorium. This report brought to you by Xantrex 3. While you may be conserving water, Denver Water is dumping more than 3 million gallons of water into the sewer every week. According to an investigation by KCNC, the water is being dumped from a fire hydrant north of DIA. 300 gallons are being dumped every minute continuously for 24 hours a day. Denver Water says it has to dump the water because it's excess water not being used by the airport or by nearby customers. A land claim by Native Americans could put the proposed Fast Tracks program off track. The Native American Lands Group has filed a claim seeking to build a casino near DIA. The claim could disrupt several major public projects, including the proposed $4.7 million Fast Tracks, for months or even years, according to RTD. Fast Tracks is going to be on the November ballot. The most powerful diet pill in America, Xantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3, yes, at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1241.
Libs love her.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hate her.
Ignoramus. We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Down Matters Live on Saturday mornings. Colorado Mills aficionados like us know how to navigate Colorado Mills Mall. Here's our tips.
When shopping for high style at low prices, we park by Neiman Marcus Last Call and enter door 2. From there, we cover the whole fashion district.
On the days I'm schlepping my teenagers, I park by Eddie Bauer, enter door 4, and shop at B-Generation and 303 Boards.
When Mr. Style Matters needs a treat, I park at Borders. Enter door 1 and shop at Perry Ellis, St. Croix, and Brooks Brothers factory stores.
With our families, we park by Jillian's, a huge entertainment center and restaurant, wander down the street and dine at California Pizza Kitchen or Yard House, then catch a movie at United Artists Theaters or watch the kids at ESPN Skate Park.
Colorado Mills is easy to get to. Just 15 minutes from downtown off 6th and Indiana.
Or 25 minutes from the south on C-470 and 20 minutes from the foothills on I-70.
Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly cloudy skies today. Rain likely. Isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Cloudy tonight. Rain showers likely in the evening. Slight chance of some rain showers after midnight. We'll cool to the low 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Some patchy fog in the morning. Slight chance of some rain showers in the morning. Rain showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Upper 60s for tomorrow's high. Scattered showers in 65 now. KNRC News Time is 1243. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello, I hear them trucks coming. They're coming round the bend.
Get discounts up to $13,000 and 0% financing with approved credit during the massive truck blowout at MedVet Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedVet Chevrolet Castle Rock. MedVet is stocked fence to fence with Tahoes, Silverados, and the all-new Colorado pickup. Profit is not a major consideration because everything is discounted to our lowest prices of the year. Only at the Big Gun MedVet Chevrolet Truck Center on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock, or on I-70 in Wheatridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex. Join us at the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo, July 31st through August 8th.
From Wyoming to New Mexico, everybody said, if you want a great deal, go to MedVet.
Chevrolet, an American revolution.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:45 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I want to remind you, Joe Trippi is going to be with us in the 2 o'clock hour, and we're going to try and bring you some reports of the John Kerry, John Edwards rally. Their wives, all of them, they're kicking off the going to Boston, and they're kicking it off right here in Denver today. And the rally was supposed to start about 15 minutes ago, but those things never start on time. So as soon as we have word of any of it, we will share it. We will bring it to you. But it is the Election Express is what's going on here. They start out in Denver and they make their way to Boston in time for the convention. Also, I want to let you know I'm going to be a guest on Laura Flanders' show on Air America this weekend, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. So Air America Radio. .com is how you access it on the web. And if you want to listen to us on the web, we do stream live. It's knrcradio.com. Upcoming guests are always on my website. On my part of the website, click on hosts and it'll take you right through it. And some of our interviews are archived. So I'll be a guest on Laura Flanders' show, Air America Radio. com this weekend, 7 p.m. Here's what we've been talking about. A couple of things. We've been talking about the availability of drugs in Denver and I think all suburban areas everywhere right now, all around the Denver metro area, heroin is cheap, crystal meth is cheap, and kids are partying like never before. The production of poppies in Afghanistan, record production, so therefore record opium production this year. And lots of kids are doing it. And we had Evan calling in. He said he's 17 years old. He has a friend who's shooting up heroin. I said, do her parents know? He said, no. Should he call them? I said, I think you should let them know. And then we had Laura, who is a recovered addict, call in. And she says, absolutely, rat out the friend. So, and get some people who will back you up so it isn't just her word against yours. If you have any comments about that, if you've been through it or you're professional, you know something about the area of intervention, I'd like to hear from you. 303-382-1150. We've also been talking about tasers. Everybody talks about how safe tasers are, and in fact, nobody's ever done any kind of really serious studies about tasers, and we had one person calling in to say that part of the training at the Denver Police Department is everybody gets tasered so that you know what it feels like. Well, I don't know that that's such a good idea, because 50 people so far have died since 2001 after being tasered. The company has done virtually no studies. They did. They say it's safe, but they have no evidence. The primary safety studies on the M26, which is far more powerful than other stun guns, consists of tests on a single pig in 1996. Who was that pig? And five dogs in 1999. Company-paid researchers, not independent scientists, conducted the studies, which were never published, in a peer-reviewed journal. Taser has no full-time medical director, has never created computer models to simulate the effects of its shocks, which are just difficult to test in humans for ethical reasons. If you die, I mean, you don't want to conduct a test that has that possibility. Aside from a continuing Defense Department study, the results of which have not been released, no federal or state agencies have studied the safety or effectiveness of tasers, which fall between two federal agencies and are essentially unregulated. No federal agency has studied the deaths to determine what caused them. In at least two cases, local medical examiners have said that tasers were partly responsible. The few independent studies that have been done say that tasers' safety is unproven at best, and the English will not approve tasers for general police use in Britain. They think there are problems with it. Canadian study found that stun guns induced heart attacks in pigs with pacemakers. Another study by the DOJ, Department of Justice, on an electrical weapon much weaker than the taser, found that it might cause cardiac arrest in people with heart conditions. A lot of people don't even know they have heart conditions. They're undiagnosed or it hasn't been, they don't really realize it. So to taser each other in police training is, I think, ridiculous. I think it's reckless. 303-382-1150. But it's been highly marketed. Taser, the weapons are selling very briskly. About 100,000 officers nationally now have tasers, 20 times the number that had them in the year 2000. Most carry the M26. Taser, whose guns are legal for civilian use in most states, hopes to expand its potential market with a new consumer version of the X26 later this summer. For Taser, which owns a weapons trademark, the growth has been a bonanza. The stock has soared. Its executives and directors, including a former New York police commissioner, have taken advantage, selling $60 million worth of shares since November. How about that? This, I think, is something that we haven't heard too much about, and I applaud the New York Times for doing an investigative piece. There are some polls going on. The Los Angeles Times poll has got Bush and Kerry essentially neck and neck. And it looks like in Florida, the governor is going to make it hard for felons to be able to vote again. And so we think that it will deprive a lot of blacks of being able to vote. Kerry leads in Pennsylvania, however, and one of the Pennsylvania papers has been the first to endorse John Kerry as a presidential candidate. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Don't miss the Centric's Financial Grand Prix of Denver, the fastest 3 days of the summer, August 13th through the 15th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, 303-830-TIXS.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Classical music followed by a late dinner.
Going to a funny play with drinks and dancing afterwards.
An art exhibit, gallery walk. No, an outdoor arts festival.
Summer in Breckenridge is all about the arts. There's live music most nights at the Riverwalk event tent. Art galleries, festivals, free performances, theater, and workshops. Over 150 things to do and see. Breckenridge. Visit GoBreckNow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Have a cool summer experience in Breckenridge.
The Physically Handicapped Amateur Musical Actors League, FAMILY, proudly presents its 15th annual production, the quintessential musical comedy, Guys and Dolls, in the Space Theater at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, July 16th through August 1st. FAMILYs helps people with disabilities to showcase their talents and abilities through live productions. Tickets can be purchased by calling Denver Center Ticketing at 303-893-4100 or online at phamaly.org.
AutoZone has sizzling hot prices on your favorite motor oils. Exxon Superflow conventional motor oil, only 99 cents a quart. Castrol conventional motor oil, $1.49 a quart at AutoZone today.
Stay with KNRC right after Style Matters from noon to 2 this Saturday for a brand new show called Food Talk with Jim Conder. Jim will host a two-hour romp in the field of great food and drink, interesting guests, delectables, food news, specialty foods, interesting food, food history, recipes, cuisines, cooking tips, and, of course, restaurants. Food Talk with Jim Conder, KNRC's new food and restaurant forum, Saturdays noon to 2 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:54 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Now it's overcast outside. I think the weather's playing tag with us. Let's go right to the phones. Eddie, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering why no one has ever really figured out the greatest scam of the Denver Police Department, and that is that over 95% of all police officers retire with full disability. Zavaris, the former chief, went in and off a disability depending on what jobs he could get at the time.
What was his disability? His inability to win the mayor race?
Because he was an administrator, I think he had maybe piles or something. I don't know.
He retired with disability?
Oh, yeah. Then he went to work.
95% of them retire with full?
With full disability. It's probably the biggest scam.
How much do they get? How much does that give them a month?
I can't tell you that.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, most people aren't. And I've never seen a study done on it. And I think it's about time that was looked into.
I think that's a good one. Eddie, I thank you very much for that.
You bet.
303-382-1150. Is Eddie right about that? That most of 95% of the Denver Police Department retires with full disability? Oh, my goodness. Tony in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello, Enid. I'm calling today about I had a son that's been addicted to meth for, oh, my gosh, 6-7 years.
Uh-huh.
We've been battling this for quite a while. And I am losing, you know, we're losing the battle.
What have you done to, have you tried to get him into rehab?
I haven't been able to afford rehab. It's quite expensive. It's, a lot of the average price is around $15,000 for 4 weeks, I believe.
Really?
Yes.
So what is available to you if you haven't got the $15,000?
Well, there's not much that I found. There's been a couple of programs that we've tried to look at, but he's 22. I think he's too old for a lot of them. So, you know, we've been trying to do it on our own, and we've got him at home, and, you know, he stays there all the time, but it's nothing seems to work. And they're right about, you know, all of a sudden he'll be gone, and he'll come back, and we think he's doing okay. But then, you know,
and then he's gone for 4 days, and then his teeth are gray.
No, he comes back, and he just doesn't go to sleep. He doesn't sleep for really like two or three days.
Have you ever been able to get him for any kind of counseling?
We took him to a psychiatrist. This is the interesting thing to me was how it started 2 years ago when I started to realize how bad this was. I took him to Breckenridge, just him and myself. And I talked to him and, you know, we tried to see what was going on with this. And I said, Jess, you know, all the problems this brings, why are you doing it? And he told me it was, a self-medication. He was diagnosed with ADD. And he felt more than Ritalin, this seemed to bring him to a normal pace in life.
So were you able to get him to a psychiatrist that might really prescribe some better meds for him than crystal
meds? Well,
they
tried
that,
and, you know, actually I even noticed it myself. He seemed more wired on the stuff they prescribed. And by no means did I want him to keep doing this meth. But, you know, he still, he was able to concentrate. He was a very talented kid, playing the guitar, writing songs, painting, drawing. But he's losing all that. All that is almost not even there anymore. And, you know, I'm just watching this decline and what's happening. And I, people need to know how dangerous this drug is and how addictive it is. You know, he's got a lot of friends with the same problem. You know, they all call themselves the Ritalin kids. And, but they seem to all drift toward this drug. And I know these aren't the only kids that are using it, but, you know, the effects of it are just, they're horrible.
I'm sure that's true, and we have only a few seconds left in this hour, but I have to say, Tony, I'm so sorry to hear this. I'll put out the call to see if anybody has some suggestions for you. It's a shame that in a city the size of Denver, there aren't programs around, rehab programs for people who don't have insurance and don't have the big bucks to go into private rehab. I would say counseling, I'd say a lot of supervision, this is off the top of my head, a lot of love, and to try to unlock the mystery of why he's doing it, how to unlock all that talent that we know is still there and not have it go to waste because of the drug. And I thank you so much for the call, and our hearts go out to you. 303-382-1150, two more hours of Enid right here.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
A Senate panel says it'll begin work next month on recommendations of the special 9/11 commission. Congress is on vacation, but committee members say it's too important to wait. Boston's about to be invaded by Democrats, thousands of them gathering for their party's national convention and to make John Kerry their standard bearer. NBC's Rahima Ellis says the city should expect gridlock.
Some major roads going into Boston will be off limits every afternoon. Hundreds of thousands of drivers will be affected. In all, some 40 miles of roads, bridges, and tunnels will have travel restrictions.
Thousands of law enforcement personnel will be trying to make sure there's no trouble at the convention. The FBI says it's investigating a report some domestic militants may target the news media. And is torture ever justified? A new University of Maryland poll suggests two-thirds of Americans think physical torture should never be used. More than half think mental torture shouldn't be allowed either. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during Cool Summer Savings, you'll find special deals, too. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Super Paint Interior and Exterior, our best-selling paints. So stop in for great service, expert advice, and right now, one cool sale. When it comes to paint and wallpaper, it's what we do, it's all we do. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly cloudy, 65 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. John Kerry is making a Denver visit today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still a lot of slowing on the South Valley at the 1 o'clock hour. J.C. Penney with the details. Had a couple of earlier accidents, one northbound at Hamden, one northbound at Washington. Took Denver police a while to get things cleaned up, so traffic is jammed back from I-225 on north to the Washington Street exit. Also some congestion around Highway 285 and Highway 8. That's where authorities had to land a medical helicopter to evacuate someone who was injured in an accident up in the foothills. Tomorrow it's the biggest JCPenney Saturday one-day-only sale of the season. Big store-wide savings, bonus coupons, and doorbusters from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's all inside JCPenney. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is here in Denver today to kick off his Freedom Trail tour leading up to next week's Democratic convention in Boston. Kerry was born at the old Fitzsimmons Hospital and had planned to speak near there this afternoon, but inclement weather forced the rally inside the Fillmore Auditorium. This report brought to you by Colorado Department of Transportation. An investigation by KCNC reveals that Denver Water is dumping more than 3 million gallons of drinkable water into the sewer every week. Denver Water spokeswoman Marie Bassett says the city's in a catch-22 situation regarding the water.
I don't like it. I don't like to waste any water. But in this case, for quality reasons we need to, I'm not sure anything can be done today.
The utility says the water has to be dumped because it's not being used, and if it sits in the tank too long, it becomes unusable. Colorado health officials say there's no link between cancer and broadcast antennas on Lookout Mountain. A recent report issued by Colorado Health shows there are no more cancer cases in the area surrounding the transmitters than in other parts of Colorado. The study released Thursday is an extension of a report started in 1999. In sports, the Colorado Rockies are in Arizona to start a three-game series with the Diamondbacks tonight. Jeff Fazer climbs the mound for the Rocks. Merging into CDOT work zones at the last minute may seem like a quick way to save time, but think about the consequences. It isn't worth it. Please slow for the cone zone. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
It is what we do best.
News.
This is Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
News.
I'm having dreams again. Dreams I haven't had since I was a child. Great big dreams with glorious adventures and stunning achievements. In my dreams are all the people who have ever loved me, reminding me that I can achieve anything. I'm having dreams again, and the hero of my dreams is me.
The Women's College at the University of Denver gives working women like you the opportunity to reinvent your career and follow your dreams. You can earn a full DU degree by taking classes every other weekend from DU professors at our new state-of-the-art Chambers Center. Call 303-871-6848 to fulfill your dreams in a true university setting, or visit womenscollege.du.edu.
Don't wait another day to reinvent your career. Download an application at womenscollege.du.edu.
I'm Jennifer Nara, more with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Showers and even isolated thunderstorms still a possibility around our area this afternoon heading into tonight. High temperatures today, mid-60s, falling to a low tonight of 50 degrees, and we will see areas of patchy fog developing. Still, the unseasonably cool weather will continue Saturday into the mid to upper 60s with another shot at showers. For the Weather Channel, I'm Jennifer Nara, more on AM 1150, KNRC.
65 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and Joe Trippi will be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour. He was the guy behind Howard Dean's meteoric rise in his presidential run-up as candidate for the presidency. Also, his incredible abilities to both raise attendance to his events and money via the Internet. Joe Trippi will be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm going to be on Air America Radio this weekend, so if you want to access it, airamericaradio.com, a guest on Laura Flanders' show, and that will be 7 p.m. Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. We're talking about, sort of inadvertently, because I have a lot of other stuff I want to get to, a lot of political stuff that I want to get to. As, after all, John Kerry, John Edwards, and both their wives are here today launching their run-up to the convention in Boston. And the rally was to have started about 12:30, but I think it was a little slow in getting started, so I imagine it's beginning to get underway right now. And we'll bring you any information that we have. We were talking about the easy availability of heroin, how cheap it is, and how kids are partying. It's easy to find it in Denver and all around Denver. And we just had a really heart-wrenching call at the very end of the last hour, so there wasn't enough, as much time for it as I would have liked, where a father calls in and his son, who's now 22, has been using crystal meth, and they've tried everything that they are able to try, and they're hampered because they don't have the resources to sign up for an expensive drug rehab program, and they are, the city of Denver doesn't sponsor very much. I think they're support groups, and you got to pay $25-$35 a visit. You have to pay it out of your own pocket. I've heard about those. I don't know what Denver offers or what programs are available for people who don't have a lot of money. What can you do for your kid if you're not able to get him or her into a rehab program and you are limited in terms of your funds? What can you do in a case like that? 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones. Karen, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Karen. Karen?
Hey. Yeah.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Enid. Hey, first I want to say I'm pretty conservative, but I love listening to your show because you're very well-informed.
Thank you.
I was listening to the gentleman with the son with the meth problem,
mm-hmm.
and my thoughts were, you know, Denver has a pretty good cocaine anonymous fellowship, which is different than methamphetamine. However, you know, it's relatively the same. And my thoughts were, if his son really wants to stop using meth and wants to get sober, which, of course, is the first issue.
I think it sounds to me more like the son is happy to keep getting high and the parents want him clean.
Yeah, you know, that might be the problem we're running into. If the son doesn't want to get sober, there's nothing really that the parents can do other than maybe.
Do you work in the drug rehab world, Karen?
No, I don't, but I am involved with Cocaine Anonymous and other 12-step programs in the fellowship.
Okay, were you a user? Is that the story?
Yeah, in the past.
You were?
Yes.
Okay, and how did you get yourself off the stuff?
To be honest, I just woke up one day and realized it wasn't the way I wanted my life to be.
How old are you?
Now I'm 35.
How long were you using, and how long have you been clean and sober?
I got sober at 23.
Okay.
And I was using drugs probably 4 years.
Why do you think you used?
You know, a lot of what the gentleman was talking about, his son, it was familiar to me. A lot of self-medication, a lot of self-esteem issues, you know, those things that we talk about, unable to take care of myself, you know, things along those lines, teenager stuff, things that we do when we're kids.
Right.
And, you know, you can turn yourself into an addict in that way, and that's what happened to me. But
did your parents try to intervene with you and get you clean when you didn't want to be clean?
No, they really, actually, they were very helpful in the way that they let me get to the place I needed to get with it. And they told me that, you know, they love me, but I needed to find my own way. And that, you know, that's what helped me.
It did help you?
Absolutely. You know, I had to come to the place where I wanted life for myself, and I wasn't doing it for somebody else. Because the truth is, getting clean and sober, especially if you're an addict or an alcoholic, it can be difficult because you have to face a lot of things about yourself. And if you're unwilling to do it on your own, it's really hard to do it for somebody else.
What do you have to face about yourself that's so difficult?
It's not necessarily what to face about myself, but it's a lot of the issues, or at least for myself, that drug addicts and alcoholics face are, you know, the inability to face life on life's terms, if that makes sense. So I hide behind the alcohol, I hide behind the drugs, trying to feel better.
I want to say something here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people talk about artists and writers and artists and so on, and I think your major artwork is your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life is your canvas. That is your artwork. And if you're self-medicating, if you're running away, if you're sweeping it under the corner, under the rug, or cutting the corner, all of these things that are difficult that you want to just gloss over by shooting up or drinking or smoking something or doing something, you have missed the opportunity
to go where that thing is going to take you. If there's a question mark in your life, then there's a million questions that are associated with it. And as you try to unravel each question, it takes you deeper and deeper into the heart of the mystery that you're trying to solve. And it will really transform your life if you're willing to put your seatbelt on and stay with it. And to stay with it means that sometimes you'll have pain, you'll have emotion, you'll have anger, you'll have sadness, you'll have things that really hurt you are exactly the things that you want to run away from. Whether it's eating too much food, smoking too many cigarettes, drinking too much, shooting up, whatever. It's just a way to run away from yourself, and fundamentally you can never do it. And so you might as well just get into that place where you're willing to be strong enough, if you can get there, to take it where it will lead you. And it will lead you to some amazing place if you let it. But you've got to go through, if you've got to be willing to go through these obstacles, and you come out really richer on the other end. It's how character is forged. It's how imagination happens. It's how wisdom is gained. But you never get it if you always run away from your greatest gifts. And
absolutely,
sometimes you have to dig really, really hard to find those gifts.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree anymore. That is the absolute truth. And that's what I have found, you know, once I took a look at what I was doing in my life. And through, you know, the 12-step programs that I'm involved in, I've had the ability to do that. You know, I don't know where people come up with addiction. I don't know if it's genetic. I don't know if it's man-made. I don't know what it is. But I do know that I was afflicted with it, and that I had to face the fact that I was either going to die or I was going to get sober. And I didn't want to die. I wanted to live. So I got involved with the 12-step program, and my life is incredibly amazing today. But it's taken work, and you're absolutely correct.
It always takes work. Where is this idea that life's supposed to be easy? I think this is the passive remote control culture. That life, you get born, you're supposed to get born into $500 tennis shoes, and life is easy, and you don't have to think about anything. And really, all of your gifts, many gifts that we all have, are shrouded in a lot of obstacle, a lot of pain, and you have to cut through it to get to the gift. But if you're willing to do the work, and I would like to hear from somebody at Naropa, because I think a lot of the Buddhist meditation stuff is really, really helpful and could be very helpful to people who have drug problems. The business about accepting, the business about feeling it can be even more helpful than sometimes the talking cure, which is what psychiatry is, or psychoanalysis
right.
is, or therapy and so on.
Exactly.
So if you could just sit with your feelings and not be afraid of them anymore, and
not eat to subdue
them or drink to subdue them, and just feel them and accept whatever they are, sometimes the acceptance cuts right through and you can move on. And the stuff that you resist persists. So don't resist if you can.
Right, absolutely. And you're absolutely correct. And that's the problem. You hit it right on the nose. We have this culture with the $500 shoes and these kids that have, you know, the self-esteem problems, and they want to hide from it, from drinking and drugging. And that doesn't work. Life can be difficult, and we have to face it head on.
It isn't life can be difficult. Life is difficult, but it is a great joy. And if you're willing to work, you will have even more joy if you're willing to cut through all the difficulty. Karen, you're a great story, and I'm delighted that you called us today. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks, Eden.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150, Coulter, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to provide this guy that called in with a couple of options. I'm not an expert in this field at all, but I do know some people who've gone through these problems. One is, I'm not sure how Colorado does it, but where I'm from, you can call your county and have a person committed for either mental health or for drug abuse, and I'm not sure, this person might have problems on both sides. But that's free. The government picks up the tab for that one. And in that case, you call the government and have them committed, and the sheriff will come pick them up, and then they...
Yeah, and then what happens? And then what do they do to you once they bring you in, the sheriff comes?
Well, then you see a judge, and the judge basically determines whether or not you need to go to a home and stay there for a certain amount of time before you're cleaned up, or...
And then does this go on your record?
It's not an arrest.
But it's something that can be accessed by a potential employer. See, I can see a lot of reasons for not wanting to haul my kid off, if I had a kid, which I don't, in handcuffs by a sheriff to go to appear in front of a judge to go to a group home. And how do we know that group home is going to be effective?
Well, I mean, you don't know it's going to be effective, but it's certainly better than letting them stay on the drug. The other option is...
I don't know if it is, Coulter. I don't know if it is. I'd have to know more about the program. Yeah, what's the other option?
The other option, and a friend of mine just went through this, they basically did an intervention, and they offered this person the choice of either going to jail or going to the Salvation Army for 5.5 months. And, of course, he opted to go to the Salvation Army for 5.5 months. That, again, is either free or done on a sliding scale.
And what is what does the Salvation Army offer?
Well, he works during the day, 8 hours a day at the Salvation Army, and then at night is basically on lockdown and has no access to the drugs, and he stays there till he's cleaned out.
How does that keep you from being from not doing drugs when you get out of the Salvation Army? Where is the counseling there? Where is the something that will help to keep you off drugs once you get out? Where's the 12-step program? There's nothing going on. They make you work for 8 hours, and then they lock you down at night, and is that supposed to do it?
Well, it certainly helps to clean you out. I mean, it gets you off the drug, and I mean, I'm sure that the Salvation Army does some level of counseling. I don't think it's just like, you know.
But we don't really know. Have you ever partaken in any of these programs?
I have not gone to the Salvation Army myself. Like I said, we did this with a friend of ours who was wasn't meth.
And have you had a drug problem?
No.
No? Okay. I thank you, Coulter. Thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. I don't think those sound like great solutions to me. Does anybody have some good solutions? If you don't have a lot of resources, if you don't have insurance that will cover rehab for your kid or your loved one or your whoever, what is available? How can you deal with this? Do we have any professionals who can call in and give us some suggestions as to a good way to deal with your kid who you know is using, and what is a good way to start dealing with your kid who's maybe 20, 21, 22, a teenager? 303-382-1150. Carl, first time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Hi, how you doing today?
Doing well, Carl.
Okay, I only heard a little bit about it, but I work with an organization called Urban Peak, and there's a program out there called STAR, and it deals with youth who are abusing drugs, drug addicts, and we offer, number one, treatment free of charge, and number two, it includes housing as well, so it seems like an answer to some of the problems you're talking about.
I hope Tony is listening about his son. Okay, Urban Peak, I know, is a wonderful organization, and we have had some of your people on, Carl.
Right. Really? Today?
No, not recently, but his name is Dave Stalls.
Oh, Dave Forrest Stalls.
Yes.
Yeah, the SPOT program.
Yeah, he's great. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say a family comes to you. They don't have much in the way of financial resources, and they've got a kid who's using meth, just like Tony described his 22-year-old son. What if the kid is reluctant to come in?
Well, you know, it is up to the kid. It's up to the youth that does come in. There's no real reason why they should be held to do something. We do work with probation and things like that, but
what do you do when you get the kid? What's the program?
Okay, here's a rundown of the program. A kid enters into the program, and what they need to do is test two clean UAs to get into the program. And once that happens, they're admitted, they get their apartment, and they get their treatment, and they start at 20 hours of drug treatment a week.
What if they can't? What if they're still using? How do we get them off the stuff so that they can give you a couple of clean urine samples?
That's definitely the tricky part of it all, by far. What we do is that sometimes we'll suggest that they go to a more residential treatment place, such as Sobriety House or Rappel House.
What if you don't have any money? Will they take you?
If they're eligible for our program, because there are certain things like age that we take into account because we work with youth.
Well, if you're 22 years old, can you get into those programs without much money?
Yes, you can. Our program currently is 18 to under 25.
All right. I hope Tony's listening. This is Urban Peak. You can call them and get some information and get some suggestions. And what's your number, Carl?
My number is 303.
Uh-huh.
777.
Uh-huh.
9198.
303-777-9198, extension?
228.
228 at Urban Peak. If your kid is having drug problems, Carl can help you. Will you help, Carl? Urban Peak can help you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we try to look at it. If the parents can provide, that's number one, if they can. If if it's kind of a preventative homeless thing, that would be what we'd be looking for, because we're dealing specifically with homelessness and drug use.
Okay. But you can have some suggestions for families and counseling and so on. So if Tony calls you about his son, you might have some suggestions for him, Carl?
Oh, sure thing. Sure thing.
Tony, I hope you're listening, and call Carl at Urban Peak. Thank you so much for calling us, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and take care.
You too. 303-382-1150. Aaron in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I was into meth my freshman year of high school, and I started with pot when I was probably about 12, and kind of worked my way up. And one of the things that kept me going was I was able to sort of network with the rest of my friends, and we were able to sell this stuff. And we'd buy about an 8-ball, which is about 3.5 grams, and sell half of it and do the rest of it and do that every night. And we did that, all through the whole freshman year until I left that school. Which, by the way, is Jefferson High School. It's got to be the biggest breeding ground for drugs in town, as far as I know. My solution to it is, controlling these substances differently. Legalize them, make them available, because the only way they're available now are to these, dealers who then need customers, and they get customers by giving them the drugs. For free, maybe the first few times, and then basically to support their habit, they'll front them a certain quantity, and then they sell it and pay them what's owed, and with the rest of the money, they'll buy more or whatever.
All right, now how would it work if the drugs were legal?
If the drugs
and you had
legal,
a prescription to go and get and buy them.
And the argument is that, oh, well, then they're available to everybody, and they're easier to get, and I don't think they are easier to get. Another one of your callers said it takes about an hour to get anything, and that's true.
All right, but you were able to get, and they're so cheap now that they're practically for free anyway, which isn't exactly true, but they're really cheap, and they're widely available. I have long talked about the decriminalization of drugs, but how will this help the problem? Let's say that a kid can go in and get a prescription from her doc for, at least it won't be street, it won't be with rat poison.
Well, that's true, too, yeah.
So it'll be pharmaceutical grade something or other.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you'd be able to get a prescription for it. It'll be more controlled.
Mm-hmm.
If they think that you're abusing it, they might intervene in some way or another. So is that your point?
Well, my point is, that, intervention and all that stuff, I mean, that's still the same. I mean, that problem doesn't go away. But what problem does go away is you don't have this whole separate economy because, they're cheap now, but when you get fronted the substances, and then you're able to sell them, and that's how it happens. I would say at least 70% of the users that are in high school.
How did you get off that stuff?
What's that?
How'd you get off?
I guess I sort of moved.
Nobody did an intervention. You didn't have any drug program that you.
No, nothing like that. I just moved, and then I wasn't around the same crowd anymore. And eventually, I had been offered it a few more times, and there were a few little relapses here and there. But I never really got back into it. It was more of a social thing. It was we were sort of like in this mafia fantasy. We sat around and had pagers and cell phones and things like that, and stayed up all night long. And people would come by and. The older kid that would have a car, we'd go do deliveries and make all this money and buy more drugs.
So also, if there were no possibility of making money, you guys would have been out of the mafia fantasy drug running business.
Absolutely. No, none of us had a job. Those of us that were under 16, we'd have to get a worker's permit to get a job. So that, I would say that there was only one kid whose parents gave him any money. None of us had any money. We were very poor, so... exactly. There was no other way to get it unless we could sell it.
Aaron, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Jamie in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Jamie.
Yeah.
Hi, first time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Well, thank you. I was just going to mention, I'm a big time pothead actually, but I got on it I think because of Prozac.
They had you on Prozac?
Yeah, well, before that, I got on Prozac for other reasons, you know.
How old are you, Jamie?
35.
35, and you're big time. So you've been a big time pothead for how many years?
Well, actually, only about 3 years.
Only about three, and you think that Prozac is it? What? So what are you doing? Self medicating with the pot?
Absolutely. Well, it was easy to get on. They gave it to everybody. I was years ago after my dad died. Of course, like anybody would be. They told me to come back, and I didn't like it. I felt like I was being, you know, drugged. So I got off it and just tried pot with some friends right after, and I was super addicted to it. Loved it. So I started looking up stuff online about it, and I found out, like, kids that do Ritalin. Well, like, Coke isn't addictive anyway.
What? Coke's not addictive? Are you kidding?
No, I'm saying, like, everyone knows it's super addictive.
Yes, of course.
But if you've done Ritalin,
yeah,
study that, just research and stuff on my own self, I'm saying that you're like 600 times more likely to become addicted to Coke.
The
government knows this.
All right, let me just ask you a question. You're off the Prozac and you're just doing marijuana. Is that it?
Yeah, I think it does about the same thing.
Could I suggest a homework assignment for you?
All right.
Try this. Instead of lighting up the joint like you do, you know, you fire up a joint whenever you're feeling something. Why don't you sit with the feeling for a while and maybe to take longer and longer periods of time in between to have a joint if that's what you're doing. And sit with the feeling that you're trying to escape. You know, if you're suicidal, I don't want you to, you know, don't try this at home. But if you're not suicidal and you're simply trying to run away from your own emotions and depression, let me say, everybody can't wait to run as far away from the depression as possible. But depression, sadness, I mean, clinical depression is one thing, but sadness when your dad dies is normal. And there is something excellent to be gained from having gone through sadness and emerging on the other side, but people don't want to do it and they want to pop a Prozac and they want to alter the mood.
Why I quit Prozac.
Okay, so if you can continue, instead of firing up a joint, and sit there with the emotion a little bit more each time until you can't stand it anymore. You know, it makes you anxious. But the more you can make friends with those emotions, because they are the tail that is wagging the dog here. They're the ones causing you to do things that you're now doing reflexively without even thinking about it anymore. And what you want is control over your life and your emotions. And you want to find out what's underneath that sadness. It could be a great gift. It could be a great revelation. It could be greater strength for you. So I want you to think about doing this and do it as a homework assignment and then report back to us, Jamie. Try it. Don't be a wuss. Don't be a wimp. And
want to quit and, not so bad.
Yeah,
like
don't.
I
well, well, you know, you can paper over your emotions.
Yeah.
Or you can actually use them and be in charge of them. And so it's up to you. You want to drug yourself or you want to really live life fully? It's the question only you can answer, and I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Libs love her.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hate her.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett for McDonald Automotive Group. You know, if there's anything people want these days, it's choice. And if you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, you owe yourself a visit to McDonald Automotive Group on Broadway. Here you can find rows upon rows of Volvos, Audis, Volkswagens. In short, the region's largest selection of vehicles from some of the highest rated pre-owned programs in the country. And that's not just their opinion, or my opinion. That is the independent opinion of IntelliChoice, which evaluates manufactured, sponsored, certified used vehicle programs on things like warranty coverage, special financing, and even roadside assistance. So there you have it, the largest selection of pre-owned Volvos, Audis, and Volkswagens. Why would you go anywhere else, especially if you're in the market for that certified pre-owned vehicle? Stop by McDonald Automotive Group today on Broadway, just south of Orchard. That's 6000 South Broadway. The phone number 303-795-1100. 303-795-1100.
Talk to Jimmy Lakey.
It's Andrew Romanoff. Welcome into the program, sir.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've given money to a Democrat. I need my fever check.
Did it feel good?
I don't know yet. I'm still processing.
You could do it again. You know, we're happy to take your money.
I know you are. If you don't take it, Democrats don't take it for contributions. They'll sure as heck take it when they raise my taxes.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
I'm
carving out a little Lakey exception to the tax laws in Colorado.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNIC. Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
I'm Garrett Glazer, CNBC Business Radio. The Dow is off 103 points at this hour, the NASDAQ down 40. Daily flights to China. Both United and Northwest Airlines got the okay to fly there. Northwest out of Detroit, United out of Chicago. Earlier, United got a much-needed boost with a $500 million loan to ease bankruptcy concerns. On a sour note, though, United says it won't be making any pension contributions to their workers anytime soon. The U.S. hotel industry says it's doing great, posting a 6% rise in room revenues. And a good thing for Doug Faneuil. You remember him? He's the former assistant to Peter Bukanovic, Martha Stewart's stock guy. The federal judge today fined Faneuil $2,000, but no jail or probation for his part in the Martha mess. Boston has the Democrats next week, and those eager convention goers will fatten some of the nation's largest corporations by nearly $40 million. It's a win-win for Beantown. Maybe even the Red Sox can take advantage. Garrett Glazer, CNBC Business Radio.
Meet Amy and Don.
Hi, how are you?
With her family vacation approaching, Amy had new tires installed.
That's right.
So did Don.
It's true.
But Don got hers installed on Sunday.
On Sunday?
At the mall.
The mall?
Where she shopped while she waited.
You got to shop?
That's because Dawn went to Sears Auto Center.
Wish I did.
Now save even more with all Bridgestone tires on sale through July 31st. Plus only at Sears, save an extra $25 or $50 with the purchase of 4 select Bridgestone tires. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice. Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil liquid gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil relief.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
AM 1150 KNRC caught John Kerry confidentially the other day talking about our morning show host, Jimmy Lakey.
These guys are the most crooked, you know, lying group I've ever seen.
It's scary.
I think Jimmy may be getting on his nerves. What do you think? Find out mornings with Jimmy Lakey exclusively on Denver's AM 1150 KNRC. Now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1:36 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and joining us in the 2 o'clock hour will be Joe Trippi, who is the mastermind behind Howard Dean's Ascendancy and the Internet Use, and he has a new book out, and he will come to us fresh from the Denver Press Club, where he has been the guest of honor at a luncheon. Tony, who was the father of the 22-year-old hooked on meth, called us and said he's been listening, and he thanks us for all the suggestions and the people, although those of you who have called in offering suggestions for how to help his son. So he has been listening, and we hope we've done a little bit that has been useful today. I thank all of you. 303-382-1150. That's the most wonderful wonderful thing about doing this program is that we really have developed a community here of people who have all kinds of ideas, suggestions, thoughts, intelligence to add to a subject. And the truth of the matter is the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And by the end of a show, very often, if it's gone well, like today, I feel smarter at the end of this shift than I did at the beginning. So thanks to all of you for contributing. It is a community of those of us who are willing to do some work and willing to share our ideas with each other. And even if we disagree, it's always enlightening. 303-382-1150 is the number. It's a free phone call. If you've never called my show before, consider doing it. You will be heard by more people than you'll meet in the whole rest of your life. You will possibly affect the dialogue. You certainly will be heard, even if we disagree, so think about doing it. I want to share with you Paul Krugman's column, because this weekend, I don't know if it's actually been released or it's about to be released, a remake. They're doing a remake, which they shouldn't do, of The Manchurian Candidate. And his column is called The Arabian Candidate. Did anybody see The Manchurian Candidate? For a long time, you couldn't see it. It was after the Kennedy assassination, and for many, many years, they wouldn't show it. And now you can see it again. In the original version of The Manchurian Candidate, Senator John Eisenlund, whose Chinese agents are plotting to put in the whom Chinese agents are plotting to put in the White House, is a right-wing demagogue modeled on Senator Joseph McCarthy. The plan was to use anti-communist hysteria as a cover for a communist takeover. The movie doesn't say what Eisenlund would have done if the plot had succeeded. Presumably, however, he would have openly turned traitor. You know, Angela Lansbury's in it. I think Frank Sinatra's in it. It's really a chilling film, I have to say. So what they have done, what they did, if you haven't seen the film, is they programmed this candidate, and he was going to be he was the Manchurian candidate, actually, and he was going to take over the country, and he was just programmed. They had handlers, and he was hypnotized or something. I don't know. It's been a while since I saw it, so I'm not giving you a very good description of it. So let's imagine the update. Paul Krugman is writing in the New York Times, not the remake with Denzel Washington, which I haven't seen. He says, but my own version. This time the enemies would be Islamic fanatics instead of communists, who install as their puppet president a demagogue who poses as the nation's defender against terrorist evildoers. The Arabian candidate wouldn't openly help terrorists. Instead, he would serve their cause while pretending to be their enemy. After an attack, he would strike back at the terrorist base, a necessary action to preserve his image of toughness. But he would botch up the follow-up, allowing the terrorist leaders to escape. Once the public's attention shifted, he would systematically squander the military victory, committing too few soldiers, reneging on promises of economic aid. Soon, warlords would once again rule most of the country, the heroin trade would be booming, and terrorist allies would make a comeback. Meanwhile, he would lead America into a war against a country that posed no imminent threat. He would insinuate, without saying anything literally false, that it was somehow responsible for the terrorist attack. This unnecessary war would alienate our allies and tie down a large part of our military. At the same time, the Arabian candidate would neglect the pursuit of those who attacked us and do nothing about regimes that really shelter anti-American terrorists and really are building nuclear weapons. Again, he would take care to squander a military victory. The Arabian candidate and his co-conspirators would block all planning for the war's aftermath. They would arrange for our army to allow looters to destroy much of the country's infrastructure. They would disband the defeated regime's army, turning hundreds of thousands of trained soldiers into disgruntled potential insurgents. After this, it would be easy to sabotage the occupied country's reconstruction simply by failing to spend aid funds or rein in cronyism and corruption. Power outages, overflowing sewage, and unemployment would swell the ranks of our enemies. Who knows? The Arabian candidate might even be able to deprive America of the moral high ground. No mean trick when our enemies are mass murderers, by creating a climate in which U.S. guards torture, humiliate, and starve prisoners, most of them innocent or guilty of only petty crimes. At home, the Arabian candidate would leave the nation vulnerable, doing almost nothing to secure ports, chemical plants, and other potential targets. He would stonewall investigations into why the initial terrorist attack succeeded, and by repeatedly issuing vague terror warnings, obviously timed to drown out unfavorable political news, his officials would ensure public indifference if and when a real threat is announced. Last but not least, by blatantly exploiting the terrorist threat for personal political gain, he would undermine the nation's unity in the face of its enemies, sowing suspicion about the government's motives. The Arabian candidate. Who might that describe? 303-382-1150. Dickie? I mean, at Goldstein, you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
142, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hey, and it's mostly cloudy and 65 now. Presidential candidate John Kerry is in Denver today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
We have a new problem on the South Valley. It's already been hard hit by problems today during the rush hour for lunchtime. Xantex 3 with the information. The new accident is northbound I-25 at the 225 split. It is starting to cause some delays back into the tech center. Maybe they'll get that thing out of the way before it gets much worse. Everything else around town seems to be moving along in fairly good shape. 18th and Williams in East Denver. Watch for a semi-truck on fire and a lot of emergency equipment heading in there. Most powerful diet pill in America is Xantex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Available at stores nationwide. Log on to Xantex3.com, too. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Democratic presidential contender John Kerry and his running mate John Edwards are in Denver today, kicking off what they're calling the Freedom Trail Tour. They'll be hitting six cities on the way to Boston for next week's Democratic convention. This report brought to you by JCPenney. Heavy rain in the foothills this afternoon has caused a couple of rock slides, one near Estes Park in the Pinewood Springs area, the other along U.S. Highway 34 in the Big Thompson Canyon, about 10 miles west of Loveland. Denver Water says they can't do much at this point about the more than 3 million gallons of water the utility is dumping into the sewer every week. An investigation by KCNC revealed that 300 gallons a minute, 24 hours a day, is being dumped from a fire hydrant north of DIA. Denver Water says the airport and nearby customers aren't using the water, and it has to be dumped out of the tank or it will become unusable. This Saturday, it's the biggest JCPenney Saturday one-day-only sale of the season. Big store-wide savings plus bonus coupons plus doorbusters, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's all inside JCPenney. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:44.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
I see jugglers, masseuses, and living statues. I smell amazing Italian, Mexican, Indian, and Chinese food. I see you at Denver Performing Arts Complex dancing to the jazz sounds of Hazel Miller Band. I see you at Savor the Night.
Join the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce, Coors Brewing Company, and Tarot Card Readers at the 4th Annual Outdoor Evening of Food and Entertainment, Friday night, August 6th from 6 to 10. Tickets are $35 in advance, $45 at the door.
Join Hazel Miller at the 4th Annual Savor the Night. The evening will be filled with live jazz while you feast on the finest food from 20 of Denver's top restaurants. The Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce and Coors Brewing Company sponsor this savory evening at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, Friday, August 6th, 6 to 10. All for one low price to support local charities such as Safe House Denver, the Women's Bean Project, and The Gathering Place. Go to www.cwcc.org for more information.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy, some rain, and isolated thunderstorms likely this afternoon, more of the same this evening. Slight chance of some rain showers after midnight as well, maybe some patchy fog too, low 50s for tonight's temperature. Mostly cloudy, maybe some fog in the morning, slight chance of some rain showers in the morning, then chance of rain showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. We'll top out again in the upper 60s tomorrow. Scattered showers, mostly cloudy right now, 65 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:46. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're a guy that needs to lose weight but doesn't want to eat like a sissy, try Advanced Z-Carb. Z-Carb blocks the fat-causing carbs from the foods you love, like pizza, french fries, and beer, allowing you to lose weight fast. Listen to these Z-Carb users.
Before Z-Carb, 6 weeks ago I had a gut, but now look, no gut. I lost 25 pounds.
Atkins, Z-Carb helped me drop 4 belt notches in 3 weeks.
No starving, no killer workouts. I lost 30 pounds.
Forget the gimmicks and starvation diets. Z-Carb is an advanced doctor-recommended formula that uses natural ingredients to help you lose weight fast. Best of all, Z-Carb comes with a money-back guarantee.
Call now to try Advanced Z-Carb, risk-free for 30 days at 888-201-1540. Ask how to receive a free supply with your purchase at 888-201-1540. Get your money back if you don't see dramatic results. Call 888-201-1540. That's 888-201-1540.
This summer, keep your radio into the summertime fun talk and information station. We have the best talk in town. Traffic, weather coverage, and the best coverage of the political conventions. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:47 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And with me in studio right now is our film critic, Sean McKenzie. You can hear him on Saturday nights, midnight to 2A, the Entertain Your Brain radio show. And he has actually seen the new remake of The Manchurian Candidate, but until it's released, until opening day, he really can't review it fully. So tell me, Sean, is it as good as the old one?
I believe it is.
You do?
Yes.
Who's in it? Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, she does the Angela Lansbury part, and Denzel Washington does the Frank Sinatra
part. And who was that other actor who was in the original, the English actor? What was his name? I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
It's been a little while. I can't remember exactly.
Now, somebody just called us and said that the original Manchurian Candidate is going to be broadcast Saturday night on Channel 6 at 9 p.m., it's the original.
Right.
Okay. So we should watch it and then maybe do a comparison. Should they have remade it? I mean, there's some films that they shouldn't really try to remake.
Some films you can take you can remake it and just put a fresh spin on it, whether it means changing the end or you know, just going in a different direction, having the basic plot. There are other movies kind of like this one where you could do the most excellent remake of it, but there's not really a shock.
Because we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We know it from the original.
Yeah.
So the acting, I would think, with Meryl Streep is superb. She's always good.
Oh, it is.
And Denzel does a great job.
Oh.
Is he believable as the program candidate for president?
Very.
Okay. And then there's a mastermind behind it. Who plays that role?
The mastermind?
There is a mastermind who's the actor, which I cannot remember in the original. Unless I'm confusing him with some other movies, which is entirely possible.
As the candidate that's being programmed, or
he's like a handler too. Do you know which one I mean? There's another main character, and he was an English actor. Unless I'm confusing my films.
Oh, okay. You mean the head of the Manchurian?
I think so.
Institute. I can't remember the actor's name. He's one of the lesser known character actors. Until I do my full research over the movie, I don't know all the specifics. But
when does it open?
It opens next Friday.
And you're saying it's a yes? Heads up?
I would check it out.
And what should we do? Which one should we see first? The old one and then see the new one?
Oh, definitely see the old one first.
First. Sorry. So yes. So if we're going to see the old one first, let's do that on PBS Channel 6 this weekend at 9 p.m. Thank you very much for that, Sean. I really appreciate it. Anything else we should know about it?
Well, it's definitely got a good commentary over today's events. I mean, it's amazing how it's got essentially the same plot line as the original one, but the commentary over, you know, the days of the events of today, you know, are still relevant.
We just had somebody call in, and that's great. We have a great community of listeners. Lawrence Harvey was the actor.
That's right.
That was
right.
Lawrence Harvey. So who plays the Lawrence Harvey role in this?
Skeet Ulrich.
I don't know his work.
He might be most famously known for, I believe, the Scream movies, and he's been in a lot of other ones. He's a great actor.
Is he good in this role?
Oh, he's excellent. He's probably one of the more underrated actors. I'm predicting probably in the next 10 years or so, he'll probably be nominated for an Oscar for something.
All right, is this going to have the same impact politically or along the same lines impact politically as Fahrenheit 9/11? Because it's a very big indictment in the Paul Krugman column in the New York Times, the Arabian Candidate, you know, where somebody's a puppet president and they're programmed to, you know, not go after our real, the real terrorists, but fake terrorists like Iraq instead of Iran. Well, sounds like Dickey to me.
Well, part of the thing that made the controversy over 9/11 so big is because of all the pre-release hype. Whereas this one, the only real hype about it is people debating whether or not it should have been remade. But there isn't any kind of hype as far as if it's going to be a strong political statement. So,
well, we'll see. I mean, there are a lot of people. I mean, Meryl Streep is talking about it in political terms. I'm seeing reportage. You know, I'm seeing stuff in the press about what she's had to say. Okay, when can we hear the full review of this film?
We can hear the full review on my show on the 31st, which would be the day after the
release.
So
Okay, and again, Sean is hosts the Entertain Your Brain radio show right here on AM 1150 KNRC, midnight to 2 a.m.
Correct.
Saturday nights.
Yep.
And you can listen to him tomorrow night at midnight.
Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome. When the werewolves bark, or they howl. Howl. Thanks, Sean, for joining us. I appreciate that.
Oh,
isn't that great? We get a capsule review of the new Manchurian. Is it called the Manchurian Candidate?
Yes, it is.
Oh, they didn't even change the name. This is like naming streets A, B, C, and D. What kind of imagination do we have? Not much. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Sean.
No problem.
303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. The war on terrorism is too vague to succeed, according to the 9/11 Commission. The headlines of all the newspapers today were saying we are not safer in the wake of the in the wake of the 9/11 report. The last minutes of Flight 93 are revealed in chilling detail. And the question becomes whether people seriously believe that a bureaucratic reorganization, making one person in charge of intelligence, who would that one person, where the fix wasn't in? I mean, how do we know that one person is wise, that one person is unassailable morally, that he can't be bought off by somebody somehow? I mean, is Congress going to really cede some of its power, or are legislators going to cede some of its power to other members of other senators, other representatives? Is that really realistically going to happen in the name of the common good? They haven't been interested in the common good in decades. So why is that going to happen now? I have no hope for this 9/11 report, except that the commission members have said they're not just going to disband like commissions typically do. They are going to go on the road, and they are going to try to keep this thing alive. And I think the families are, too. And this is a great victory. The 9/11 thing is a great victory, as truncated as it has been. It is a great victory for the Jersey girls and the families of the victims of 9/11, because they're the ones who pressed to have this investigation go forward. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Visit OfficeLiquidators.com for the largest selection and lowest prices on new and used office furniture, plus money-saving coupons. Visit OfficeLiquidators.com or at 6th and Sims. There's nothing like the blues. If you're a blues fan, make plans to attend the Hudson Gardens and Event Center's two-day event celebrating visual and performing artists. The Red, White, and Blues Fest, July 24th and 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. KNRC is proud to co-sponsor the Red, White, and Blues Fest, where daytime admission is free. The list of Saturday performers includes Metro Blues, Kevin Dooley, Little Mary, Delta Sonics, and the legendary Pine Top Perkins and Friends. On Sunday, you'll be treated to the sounds of Easy Bill and the Big Beat, Tempa and the Tantrum, the J.D. Kelly Review, Tommy Thomas, and Big Bill Morganfield. 2 days of the best blues you'll hear this summer, only at Hudson Gardens and Event Center, July 24th and 25th. As you stroll through the gardens, check out their juried art show, a treat for the eyes. Beer and wine are also available. Tickets for headliner shows in the evening at 6:30 p.m. or $7.50 for adults and $2 for children. For more information and ticket sales, call 303-797-8565. That's 303-797-8565. Sponsored in part by Westwood.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a little advice about home maintenance. Keeping bugs out is part of it. Yep, somewhere between cleaning the gutters, mowing the yard, and defrosting the refrigerator lies me, the Orkin Man. Glamorous, I know. See, 83% of ants, roaches, and other pests get in from the outside. Before they ever reach your welcome mat, call me at Orkin. I'm trained to put down a protective barrier to help keep bugs from ever getting in the first place. This is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and physical golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8 on the Tee at 1150 KNRC.
This Saturday, it's the biggest JCPenney Saturday one-day-only sale of the season. Big store-wide savings plus bonus coupons plus doorbusters 8 to 1 p.m. It's all inside JCPenney.
That sucking sound you hear is our competitors sucking local dollars right to San Antonio or Atlanta.
That's why when you listen to them, there is clutter, interrupted by occasional programming. Not here. Not here. Out-of-town ownership took your talk radio away. Locally owned AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter. More talk, less clutter. AM 1150 KNRC.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad, 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:58 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And the latest on John Kerry, John Edwards, their wives, and as the crowd is lined up for blocks to hear John Kerry at the Fillmore Auditorium today, and they had to move it inside because of the weather. I don't know if it's that. Yeah, it is. It's raining here. It's starting to rain here in Lodo. I see some drops on the windows. But the candidates begin their tour across the country. It will end in Boston with the acceptance of the Democratic presidential nomination. So it starts here in Denver, and I guess many, many, many of you have turned out. I would have been there, but I guess I had another obligation today, which was to do the show. Don't go anywhere. One more hour of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Joe Trippi. He was the genius behind Howard Dean's meteoric rise. His new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. And also to remind you, I'm going to be on airamericaradio.com this Sunday night, 7 to 8 Mountain Time. I hope you'll join us. You can access it on the net. Don't go anywhere. One more hour of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2
Bob
o'clock.
Bob Kerr. A Senate panel says the recommendations of the special 9/11 commission should be acted on quickly, so members have decided to come back from vacation next month. Committee members say they'll evaluate the suggestions in a spirit of cooperation. President Bush making a pitch for African-American votes at a convention of the National Urban League in Detroit.
I'm here to ask for your vote. I know. Listen, Republican Party's got a lot of work to do. I understand that.
John Kerry has begun a national tour that'll take him to Boston for the Democratic presidential nomination. Word that militants in Iraq have kidnapped an Egyptian diplomat and are holding him hostage. This is Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr says it's against Islam to behead foreign hostages. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during Cool Summer Savings, you'll find special deals, too. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Super Paint Interior and Exterior, our best-selling paints. So stop in for great service, expert advice, and right now, one cool sale. When it comes to paint and wallpaper, it's what we do, it's all we do. Ask how, ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
You've been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, cloudy, 67 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. John Kerry is in Denver today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
New action on the South Valley at this hour. True.com with the information. It's northbound I-25 just south of the 225 split, blocking the left lane, causing some slowing back into the tech center. Three rock slides in the foothills north and northwest of town. And two of them are near Estes Park. One of them is west of Loveland. None of them appears to be causing much of a traffic problem, and CDOT crews are on their way to clean up the rock slides as well. True.com is the site of choice for intelligent singles. Their True compatibility test is the only one endorsed by Psychology Today. That's true. True.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry and his running mate John Edwards are in Denver for a rally today as they kick off the run-up to next week's party convention in Boston. Kerry had planned to speak at the old Fitzsimmons Hospital where he was born, but had to move the rally inside the Fillmore Auditorium because of the weather. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. There's no flash flood watch in the forecast at this point, but there is plenty of rain. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Glancy says we can thank a heavy cloud cover over northeastern Colorado.
That will favor the development of showers and maybe a few thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. So we're going with a scattered showers and thunderstorms. And it'll be cool today as well, with highs only making it up into the mid-60s.
Glancy says temperatures should increase by Sunday. 12,000 Jeffco school employees will have to refile their tax returns thanks to computer software that failed to withhold taxes on the employees' benefits packages. Many of them could owe more taxes when they refile. In sports, Jeff Fusaro will be on the hill at the Bob tonight as the Colorado Rockies kick off a three-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Call 1-800-2GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website, knrcradio.com. knrcradio.com. And then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Remember that little promise you made to yourself to get away from the city and enjoy colorful Colorado this summer? The ski train to Winter Park is your ticket to get away without the hassle of driving. There's no better route to go. Just call 303-296-4754. Then drive downtown to Union Station one Saturday now through August 28th, and you're on your way.
All aboard!
You'll enjoy the mountains and Winter Park's recreational opportunities and be back in time for dinner. Enjoy gorgeous views as you're lulled by the motion of the train. Seniors, large groups, and families enjoy the ski train traveling through scenic wonders of the Flatirons and South Boulder Canyon. You'll encounter rugged alpine wilderness and vistas far from the beaten path. You'll be dropped off directly at the base of the Winter Park Resort, a short walk from all the summer activities, often closer than you can park. Bicycles are welcome, so don't delay. Make your reservations today. Call 303-296-4754 or go to skitrain.com.
I'm Jennifer Nara, more with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Showers and even isolated thunderstorms still a possibility around our area this afternoon heading into tonight. High temperatures today, mid-60s, falling to a low tonight of 50 degrees, and we will see areas of patchy fog developing. Still, the unseasonably cool weather will continue Saturday into the mid to upper 60s with another shot at showers. For the Weather Channel, I'm Jennifer Nara, more on AM 1150 KNRC.
Cloudy and 67 now. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And with me live in studio is Joe Trippi. He's been called the genius between Howard Dean's internet presence, the ability to generate interest and funds. His new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. And you're going to be at Tattered Cover tonight at probably 7:30 and Tattered Cover Cherry Creek, right? Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Joe Trippi is our guest.
Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted that you could be here today. And I also want to let people know I'm going to be on Air America Radio 7 o'clock Sunday night, 7 to 8, a guest of Laura Flanders. Joe, many of us watched your work on behalf of Howard Dean with a great deal of interest. Talk to me about why, first of all, you wrote this book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. What does all that mean?
I think the Dean campaign was the second sign that things are about to change. Actually, the first sign was Napster, because I think we live in a top-down society where information's power, and if the net is distributing information, we're not in the information age, because if information's power, it distributes information, it's distributing power to the bottom, and so you have Napster rises up from the bottom and changes the recording industry. The Dean campaign was the same phenomenon. Grassroots rising up and changing politics, and I think it's going to move even rapider now, and or more rapidly, and start having an effect on corporations, on corporate accountability, the American people.
In what way will it do that? And that's what your book is telling us. That's what you're telling us in the book.
Right. The book is not just sort of the rise and fall of the Dean campaign. I mean, it's not a tell-all. It's just sort of the miracle of the campaign and what it meant. But it's also about how it's just the first sign of everything changing, including corporate governance and corporate accountability. We now have there's now a time that we're only probably months, maybe a year away from the time when hundreds of thousands of millions of Americans band together and take on a company that's polluting or somehow mistreating its workers. It used to be you just send a letter to the CEO and complained. We now have the ability, as you saw in the Dean campaign, for 650,000 Americans to let their voices be heard at one
time.
Why
aren't you doing something for the Kerry campaign? Are you going to be doing something for the Kerry campaign?
I doubt it.
Why? Because you're a Dean guy?
No. Oh, no. I'm for Kerry. I'm for Kerry and Edwards. We can't afford four more years of Bush.
No, we can't.
And, don't waste your vote on Nader.
Exactly. Vote for Nader
for
George
Bush.
W. Bush, whom I refer to, by the way, as Dickie, because
exactly.
I think it's a more apt description, and then I can say there are two dicks running the White House.
Yeah, no, I think, I'm out there doing everything I can to help Kerry Edwards. I know Governor Dean is, and I think there are a lot of Dean folks doing that. But I don't think
But how come there hasn't been the passion and the Dean? All right, let me go back. You have worked for about seven different candidates, including Teddy Kennedy, Walter Mondale, Colorado's own Gary Hart, and so on. And then you take some time off, and you wind up in Silicon Valley.
Yep.
And you're doing what in Silicon Valley?
I started working for high tech companies, e-commerce companies, companies that were building web communities, and I did that for 8 years, and so I kind of just think I was just plain dumb lucky that I had all that presidential experience.
You saw something that you were able to meld, that you were seeing in high tech and your political background, and you saw a possibility here that other people hadn't seen as clearly as you.
Right. Well, I could tell you the exact moment. I was on my favorite bulletin board in 1995, 1996, and this guy, David Haynes, was my favorite poster. It was for a company that made PlayStation games. And, I mean, it's insane that this is where it all comes from, but it does. David Haynes would post, and he'd talk about the games and everything. And
was he just an ordinary guy? He wasn't with anybody?
Right. And he'd say, hey, guys, I haven't posted in 5 days because my wife just gave birth to our baby son, Christian, our first son. And 8, 9 months later, hey, Christian's walked for the first time, and this THQ game sucks. And he would just it would be an intermix of games, and you'd learn he had a dog named Bruin, and he was an amateur triathlete who never won a race he was in. 2 years later, after watching this for being on that site for 2 years and reading every word this guy writes, a person comes on and says, Got horrible news. David Haynes passed away today of a massive heart attack at age 31. And right at that moment, instantaneously, this funeral started occurring on the net. Thousands and thousands of people who did not know David Haynes but knew him. I mean, they never met him, but they knew things about him that they don't know about their next-door neighbor or the guy five blocks away from him.
Or maybe even some of their relatives.
Relatives. And what I realized was if this kind of community could organize itself around a PlayStation game company, they ended up not just eulogizing him, but we started an education fund for his kids that we'd grown to know over the 2 years.
Had you ever actually met him?
No, never met him.
Where did he live?
I don't remember. I mean, but it happened in like 95 or 96. I sat there thinking to myself, if it could form around a PlayStation game company, why couldn't you form that kind of community to change the country, to around a presidential candidate or strengthen our democracy?
It had been a while since you handled a campaign. It had been, there was about 15 years, you said, in between Gary Hart and Howard Dean. And you've had all this high-tech experience. How do you get back into the game? How did you manage to hook up with Howard Dean?
I tried everything I could not to. You make a solemn promise to yourself after each presidential that you will never, ever, ever, ever be insane enough to do that again.
Because?
Because it is both the greatest experience in the world and the worst. And the most just ugly, physically stressful thing you'll ever do. I know there's no words to describe this. So at the end of 80, I said, I'll never do it again. 84, I got sucked into it. 84, I said, I'll never do it again. 88. I said, I did it, got sucked in. I said, never again. And I kept that promise to myself for 15 years.
And now you have a family and you have kids and it's not
right.
So
well,
easy
also,
to...
you get to the point, too, where they tell you, anybody who's been doing this will tell you, if you do one, okay. You do two, we wonder about. You do three, you're certifiably insane. You do not have to spend money on a psychiatric bill or anything because you can just self-diagnose yourself. And I was, I was crazy enough to do it six times. So after that, I kept it for 15 years.
Howard Dean happened. How?
I made the mistake of agreeing to go out to Iowa with him for one trip as a favor to a friend because I knew Iowa. I'd run it a couple times. And this guy starts talking about something I hadn't heard anybody talk about in a long time. He's talking about his responsibility as an American citizen and your responsibility as an American citizen.
Howard Dean is saying.
Yeah. Not to just want good schools for your kids or my kids, but we have a responsibility as American citizens to want good schools for kids in Alabama and Mississippi and Harlem and all the schools in this country. And the same thing with health care. We had a responsibility to each other as American citizens to fight for health care for every citizen in this country. He was talking, we've been treated by our leaders and by everybody as consumers. And here was a guy saying, you're not just a consumer, you're also a citizen, and we have a responsibility. And all of a sudden, I have two voices in my head, one screaming, leave the room, run for your life, you're going to fall in love with this guy, and ended up running up to Burlington like a fool and run his campaign. And the other one was screaming, no, you need to make a difference. You've always wanted to. This is your shot. You got to do this. And the bad voice won.
But it didn't end well between the two of you. What happened?
It ended fine. I mean,
you were off the campaign at a certain point.
Yeah, I had, it's kind of a thing where, I can't really tell you whether I quit or I got fired. And I mean that. I came in that morning ready to quit, and I had quit as far as I'm concerned. I had my bags packed and my wife had them packed and we were leaving. And I think he came in to put Roy Neal in charge, and that was
why.
Part of
why were you not in charge anymore?
I never was. that's the whole thing with the Dean campaign was I didn't have control of the checkbook, and I didn't have hiring and firing. So part of it was just trying any way you could just to keep the thing going. That's not anybody's fault. The governor didn't know me at all. I mean, I'd fallen in love with him one day in Iowa, and all of a sudden, I'm the only guy that'll go up there and run it. There weren't like a whole lot of people
who wanted to do this because nobody had heard of him.
Right. And so, last real campaign I'd managed was for city attorney in Los Angeles in 1985. I'd been involved in politics, but the last one I managed was 1985. What is that? gosh, you know, 19 years ago. So, but I'm all you got, guys. You know, so I went up there and did the best I could. But, you know, you didn't have that trust that you have between two people who've known each other for 12 years or 20 years. And he's his own guy, which is what everybody loved about him. I love about him, but being his own guy, that's who he is. You know, so I didn't win every fight.
My guest is Joe Trippi. His new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. And you can meet him tonight at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, 7:30. He'll be signing his book. Why didn't Howard Dean make it?
You know, I think we were a Little League baseball team, is the best way I can describe it to you. He's a guy who was much more prepared to govern than he was to run. I mean, he really did get health care for all those kids in his state and all those great things he did as governor, but he never really had a tough race. All they could get was me to run the campaign, and I made the same calls he made, trying to get the big pros to come up and work for me, and they just laughed because he was a joke. So what we built the campaign when I was 22, 23-year-old kids who drove up from Utah and Alabama would show up in my office, and I'd just ask them if they'd ever played shortstop before, and the kid would say invariably, no, but I have a glove. And he'd be our starting shortstop, you know, the guy running a quarter of the state, of the nation or something, up against real pros. And I think, you know, we were this little league team. The political establishment expected us to go to Fenway Park, buy tickets in the nosebleed section, make a lot of noise up there, and watch the pros play out in the field and teach us how to play politics. And all that really happened was that somehow me and these kids and Howard Dean figured out a way to sneak past security and get out on that field. And then the next miracle after that was that 650,000 Americans got past security and got out on that field with us. And the real miracle or question shouldn't be how did the Red Sox, the Major League Red Sox, beat us in the bottom of the ninth. It should be how did that Little League team cause such a commotion that we held those guys off into the top of the ninth and almost took them out.
How did the Little League team do it?
It's like I said, it's the 650,000 people. I mean, if our shortstop missed the ball, there were a bunch of normal citizens right behind them.
How did you use the Internet? How did you do that for a virtually unknown? In the beginning, he was unknown. And by the way, have you received a thank you note from the Kerry campaign? Because it was Dean's passion, really, that ignited a lot of momentum for John Kerry.
Well, I'll tell you.
I think.
I'll answer your question, and I'll tell you what else he should be grateful for. But the first one is we did it because we did it differently. We decided that we were going to empower the American people, people who had thought they couldn't make a difference with a $25 check, or 4 hours in their precinct or their neighborhood against the system, that if they all got together, we could change it. And enough of people believed it and got involved that we did it. I mean, we've totally changed everything in politics. And let me give you the thing Kerry should be thankful for and what everybody should be thankful for in the Dean campaign. In November, 300,000 Dean supporters went on the Internet and voted to tell Howard Dean, opt out of the public funding system, and we'll back you, we'll carry you, we'll help you catch George Bush. And let me tell you what that meant. Because if that hadn't happened, the Democrat would only be allowed to, under the law, to spend $45 million. If you took public funds, you were only allowed to spend $45 million in a race for president. Bush has $214 million. It wouldn't be a fair fight. We wouldn't care that John Edwards was his pick or who he picked for VP because he'd be dead right now. And just to refresh everybody's memory, this happened in 2000. Gore stayed in the system. Bush broke out. Bush had $125 million to Al Gore's $45 million. The worst mistake the Gore campaign made was
not
opting out.
You know, I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that, but that makes a lot of sense. That besides being wearing earth tones not being able to decide.
But he still won. Now the thing is, so now we're looking at $200 million, $214 million. Karl Rove never counted. On a bunch of little leaguers crawling out in the field and changing the entire dynamic of this race. He was planning on being in a position where whoever the nominee is would have been able to spend $45 million for president, which is about what it cost John Kerry by the time he got to Iowa and New Hampshire. So he'd be broke and stopped, no spending the rest of the way. He'd still be the nominee, but these guys would be dumping $214 million bucks on his head. And what happened was 300,000 Dean folks went out there and said, no, we're not going to be the goody-two-shoe Dems and liberals and progressives that they think we are, and get all gooey about staying in a system that's not, that's just corrupt and rotted. We're going to let you go. And not only are we let you go, we'll be there for you. 4 days later, John Kerry put out a press release. If it was good enough for Howard Dean and his 300,000 supporters, well then, he was going to opt out of public funding too. Only two Democrats opted out. And what Karl Rove never counted on is he'd be facing one of them as the nominee. And today, John Kerry has $182 million to Bush's $214 million.
So it's getting close. The gap is closing. And a lot of Democrats are writing those checks because nobody can face the prospect of four more years of Dickey.
Right. And I write it, that's what I write about in the book, is how this isn't just about the Dean campaign. It really is about how, not just what we change, but how what we can do between now and November to make a difference, but also beyond November, what we can do to really hold corporations accountable and our government.
I want to talk to you about all of that, and I want to talk to you about reading the tea leaves, what you see happening in November. My guest, Joe Trippi, his new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. You can meet him tonight, Tatter Cover, Cherry Creek at 7:30. If you have a question for him, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Info.
What's up?
The scoop.
The latest.
What do you know?
What's new?
Listen, and we'll tell you. Hear Colorado Talk, AM 1150, KNRC.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one die from our dice collection, roll a two, and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a six and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
The Arvada Center presents Das Barbecue, a saucy musical comedy on the range, June 29th to July 25th in the Indoor Theater. This witty tale of love and greed follows mismatched lovers and generations of feuding families on a quest for a magical ring in the land of Texas. Five actors play over 30 outrageous characters, from cowboys and river maidens to dwarves and spinster triplets. The music is Texas-flavored Broadway and Western swing, with fun songs like Hog Tie Your Man and Making Guacamole. So get your tickets today and sit yourself down and enjoy some barbecue. Call 720-898-7200. That's 720-898-7200. Or go online to ArvadaCenter.com. That's ArvadaCenter.com. Das Barbecue is presented in partnership with Commercial Federal Bank. Located just 2.5 miles north of I-70 on Wadsworth, the Arvada Center is closer than you think.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado, as rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You are right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is the perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
AM 1150 KNRC is proud to sponsor the 2004 Denver Botanic Gardens Concert Series. Please keep in mind when coming to a show at the Botanic Gardens that you may bring a picnic dinner and beverages. Chairs and blankets are permitted. Denver Botanic Gardens is a non-smoking facility. Parking is available at the gardens and in the Cheeseman Park where posted. Also, shuttle buses run from the National Jewish Medical Center lot at 14th and Jackson. For more information, visit knrcradio.com.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. A sell-off on Wall Street after investors took a look at earnings from Microsoft and Coca-Cola. The Dow dropped 88 points to 9962, its first close below 10,000 since May 24th. The Nasdaq dropped 40 points, more than 2%, to 1849. Microsoft, the world's second-largest company by market value, yesterday said its profit for the year will be weaker than expected. Shares of the software giant closed down more than 3% today. Coca-Cola was another disappointment. Despite posting a 16% jump in quarterly profit, the beverage behemoth reported volume figures that fell below estimates. The stock price dropped nearly 8%. And Amazon.com was the big loser of the day, dropping nearly 13% on concerns that growth at the web's largest retailer was slowing. The witness whose testimony helped convict Martha Stewart got off easy today. Douglas Fanuel was fined $2,000 for a misdemeanor charge, but received no jail time or probation. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
There is no safe cigarette. Cigarette smoking is addictive and causes serious diseases, including lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. The only proven way to reduce the health risks of smoking is to quit. At PhilipMorrisUSA.com, you can find this and other information on the serious health effects of smoking. For more, including information on quitting and links to sites that can help smokers quit, visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for excerpts from the site.
Meet Jim and Bob.
Hello.
Hey there.
Before his big family vacation, Jim bought a new set of tires.
Yes, sir.
So did Bob.
That's right.
But Bob's were installed by a certified technician.
Certified?
And he enjoyed new lower prices.
Lower prices?
On hundreds of tires.
Hundreds?
And that's because Bob went to Sears Auto Center.
I should have gone there.
Now save even more with all Bridgestone tires on sale through July 31st. Plus only at Sears, save an extra $25 or $50 with the purchase of 4 select Bridgestone tires. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:29 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And with me live in studio, Joe Trippi, his new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. Bill Press will be joining us on Monday. You know him from CNN and MSNBC. Tuesday, Sue Grafton. And Sunday night, 7 to 8 Mountain Time, I'll be a guest on AirAmericaRadio.com. You can meet Joe Trippi tonight at Tatter Cover Cherry Creek, 7:30. Who's going to win the election in November?
I think Kerry will. I think my own feeling, this is 1994 backwards. 1994... The Democrats, we had Clinton, we had the Senate, we had the House. There was a unease about the economy. We were coming out of the 92 recession. People fundamentally just wanted change. They were sick of it. There was something wrong, and they wanted change. And they threw out the Democrats in the Senate and the House. And I really believe had Clinton been on the ballot in 94, that would have been when he might have been thrown out too. There's just a wave that happens. And I'm looking at this now, more removed from it, obviously, than being in the data. You get caught up in the day-to-day stuff and when you're inside. And the more I look at it, just feels, smells like 1994.
But all the polls have them in a dead heat.
I know, but it doesn't. It all breaks. This wave of change breaks against the incumbent party. So what I'm saying is you're now sitting here with a sitting Republican president who has the Senate and the House. They own it. They broke it. You have this same feeling going on, and usually when that happens, it's a big surprise in November. No one sees it coming, but that party gets just wiped out. And I think right now, today, given what I feel and know, I think we've got to all work. That's the problem with talking about this is it's going to take everything we got in this party, in the Democratic Party. But I think there's a real opportunity here to have a an outcome where we just not only pick up the presidency, but the Senate and even the House.
What has he got to do? I mean, I met him. He was here raising money, as he said, that 125 years ago, the people came to Colorado to mine for silver and gold, and that's why he was here, too. This is John Kerry speaking.
Right.
But he said nothing about, you know, after a really thoughtful, eloquent introduction by Gary Hart, he said nothing about Iraq, not even a headline, insofar as I could discern. I think he's playing it too safe, and I have a bunch of questions. Is he playing it too safe? There are a lot of Republicans who cannot now bring themselves to vote for Bush, for Dickey, but they cannot yet bring themselves to vote for Kerry. What has he got to do to bring those people into the door?
Well, if I put my the fantasy manager's hat on for 5 minutes.
And for those of you just tuning in, Joe Trippi had an awful lot to do with Howard Dean's success. What would you advise Kerry to do if you were part of the campaign? And it seems to me that they ought to find a role for you, at least in the Internet part of the, but they're not going to do that anytime soon?
I doubt
soon?
That. What I do think, what I would do is I would accept the nomination, you know, obviously at the convention, but in the middle of my speech or towards the end of it.
If you were John Kerry.
Yeah, I would shock everybody by saying that I've made a major decision about how this camp and our, about our country and our politics and about the rest of this campaign. And I am announcing that I am placing the entire future of my candidacy in the hands of the American people. I will not accept taxpayer money. I will not accept public funding. I will not accept any contribution over $250. And today, that means I have $0, zero. This campaign and its future will sink or swim on whether the American people get involved and make a difference.
But
and
right.
I'm placing it all in your hands.
Okay, now, all right. I'm now a disaffected Republican, and why? What incentive is it have you given me to walk in the door if I'm a disaffected Republican?
I think Perot voters, McCain voters, people who understand how rotted the system's become, start joining the Democrat. I mean, so you have all of the progressives and the liberals and the and those.
Yeah,
folks.
They're already the core.
Right. So now what this guy will have done is said, we're not just about changing presidents. We're going to change the political system in this country. I'm not going to change it. You are. And you can do it or we die. It's your call.
Is he going to do that?
Yeah, no, I doubt it. But, I mean, that's what I would do.
What are they doing
now? It would totally
change
the entire dynamic of the race overnight. And I think people would be amazed at what would happen. I mean, we saw it in the Dean campaign.
But they're playing it safe. They're not saying anything that's going to get them into too much trouble.
You know, one thing I think people need to understand, having been in there in a campaign, is the pressure increases internally on a campaign. You know, you're the Dean campaign. You've got nothing to lose. You can't win anyway.
You might as well go for it.
No, right.
It's like Dennis
Kucinich.
You can actually be honest.
Right. And so what happens is, there's always this little thing back there, even in the back of your head. If I do something really stupid today and I blow up the campaign, I'm really letting Howard Dean down. I'm talking as his campaign manager.
Right.
At some point, you start to say to yourself, if I do something really stupid today and I blow up the campaign, I can live with screwing up Howard Dean's life. What I can't live with now is that I'm screwing up 650,000 people that are counting on us. It gets even worse for the poor guys inside the Kerry campaign now who are telling themselves, if I say something today that screws up this campaign,
We're not letting John Kerry.
I'm not letting the million people on the internet that are for Kerry. I'm letting down
the whole country.
The whole country. I could blow up the whole country. So the pressure is solely different as you get closer.
So everybody gets more and more.
It's not their fault. And we can all sit here and say, "Gosh, they're being." And I understand it. I mean, but I've been there. And these folks. This is the part that makes you say at the end of it, "I will never do it again." There is nothing more excruciating. And the closer you get. And those last few days, no one's going to want to drop that ball because on both sides. This isn't just and so I think that's what's going on here.
Well,
they're trying to hold the ball. They don't want to fumble it. They don't want to ladder it. They don't want to put it in the air because, shoot, we're going to let too many people down if something goes wrong.
The best description I ever read about what it's like to run for president is from Richard Ben Cramer. What I think the book is called What It Takes.
That's right. It's a great book.
It's a fabulous book.
Not as good as mine, but I'm kidding. It's a great book.
It's a lot bigger than Amazon.
Buy both of them.
What would we be surprised to know, those of us who are civilians, about a candidacy for president, besides the hard work and besides what you've just described, the pressure not to fumble? What would we be surprised to know about it? We know that there's a lot of adrenaline. We know that there's a lot of hard work.
you know, that most of the people involved in presidential campaigns, in all of them, are people that the last thing on their mind is money. You can't make money on a presidential campaign. I don't care what anybody says. They really are doing it because they fervently believe in making a difference. And the problem with, and it's really, that's another thing that's tough about it, because that's not what the world thinks. The world thinks we're all, you know, in there to get famous or make money and stuff. And there's so many people out there that are in those other campaigns. I had so much respect for them, because I somehow, people got to know who I was and what I was doing. There's so many of them. There's nameless, faceless folks who give up their whole lives for 2 years. I mean, give up everything, their family. I didn't see my kids literally for 13 months. I mean, a week here or there. Give up everything. And they're giving up because they're trying to change the country. But meanwhile, the press and everybody's ridiculing the campaign. Why are you being safe? You know, who made that mistake? You know, and blaming folks. And it's really kind of a tough thing to go through.
We all think Edwards was a good choice. Do you concur?
Oh, yeah, Edwards was a great choice. I think Edwards, I'm going to predict Kerry wins Ohio. And the reason he wins Ohio is Edwards, because Ohio's really a southern, the bottom half of Ohio's Kentucky and West Virginia. Very southern place. I don't know that Kerry had enough on his own to pick up that into the state. I think he'll pick up the north. So
what about
Edwards
Colorado? We're called a swing state. And Larry Sabato, a political scientist, says that if Kerry can take Colorado, and there's only one paid worker so far, communications guy from Los Angeles, is 26 years old. That's it. If he can win Colorado,
he may
Colorado,
not have played shortstop before, but he's probably got a glove, so he may be the same thing. But it's amazing what a 26-year-old can do.
Why does Larry Sabato say that if Kerry takes Colorado, he can take the presidency? What is it about Colorado?
I would put Colorado in that group. There's two or three different states like Ohio, Colorado, that if one of those states goes, it's over.
Why is it like that?
Because of the way the electoral
college
arithmetic works in the electoral college.
But we don't have that many electoral votes.
Well, it's going to be that. I mean, it could be that close.
But why Colorado? I don't understand why he says it about Colorado. You could say it about Ohio. Maybe you could even say it about Missouri. But why is he saying it about Colorado specifically?
Well, because I think Colorado's really is up for grabs.
Yeah, it is up
for
grabs.
Well, so if it goes from one side to the other, that's a pickup.
But why does one state... Why is one state
we're like
a bellwether?
We're like in a, no, we're in electoral dead heat. Okay? If you keep Colorado, in Bush's column,
right?
You're in a dead heat.
Right.
So you now get to three or four states that look like they're in play, like Colorado, and if it switches,
then that's it? Is that the ball game?
Yeah.
That is the ball game?
Yeah.
Everybody, you better get out there and you do
and
something, and don't just write the check. Get out there and do something
help
and organize.
Make that 26-year-old kid look good.
Yeah, make him look really good. I mean, Goldstein, can you hang with us a little bit longer?
I think so.
Are you allowed to do that? We'll find out. Well, we hope so. We're getting permission right now from Lisa. My guest is Joe Trippi, the genius behind Howard Dean's meteoric use of the Internet and his rise as a serious presidential possibility. His new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. You can meet him at Tattered Cover Cherry Creek tonight at 7:30. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and Joe can stay. We just got permission from his minder.
Yes.
So don't go anywhere. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:40, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Scattered rain right now, 61 degrees. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is in Denver today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
And those roads are basically underwater in parts of Westminster, Arvada, and Broomfield at the present time. J.C. Penney has the information. In fact, it's so bad in Westminster, police don't want you to use Wadsworth Boulevard if you can avoid it. A couple of cars were underwater at the Boulder Turnpike in Church Ranch as of a few minutes ago, according to a listener. And one of our mobile units just called and said most of the traffic lights are out along Wadsworth between the Turnpike and at least 77th Avenue. So use caution there. Don't try and drive through flooded intersections. Awfully tough to tell how deep that water really is. Sounds like the rain is moving south now. We've got an injury accident southbound I-225 at Yosemite and one just coming in northbound I-25 at Steele. Use caution this afternoon. It's going to be a soggy one. This Saturday, it's the biggest JCPenney Saturday one-day sale of the season. Big store-wide savings, plus bonus coupons and doorbusters from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's all inside JCPenney. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A John Kerry rally is taking place today at the Fillmore Auditorium. Kerry and his running mate John Edwards are making Denver the first stop in their Freedom Trail tour in the run-up to next week's Democratic Convention. Kerry had planned to speak near the old Fitzsimmons Hospital in Aurora, where he was born, but inclement weather forced the rally inside the Fillmore. This report brought to you by Fast Tracks Yes. CDOT crews are checking on three rock slides in the foothills north and northwest of Denver. One of the slides west of Loveland on U.S. Highway 34. The other two on U.S. 36 near Estes Park. With more rain through the afternoon, we could see some additional rock slides as well. An investigation from News 4 reveals that Denver Water is dumping some 300 gallons of water every minute from a fire hydrant north of DIA. The utility says the airport and nearby customers aren't using the water and it'll go bad if it sits in the tank. More than 3 million gallons of drinkable water is going down the sewer every month. Will fast tracks improve your life even if you don't use mass transit? Find out by logging on to fasttracks.org, paid for by Fast Tracks Yes. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:42.
Your summer passport for news and information. Identification, please.
Where talk happens. AM 1150 KNRC.
Enjoy your summer.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely, isolated thunderstorms as well through the rest of the afternoon. Rain showers likely this evening as well, possibly after midnight too. Overnight temperature down into the low 50s, mostly cloudy tomorrow, maybe some patchy fog in the morning. Rain showers possible tomorrow morning and maybe some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. We'll top out only in the upper 60s again tomorrow. Rainy and 61 now. KNRC News Time is 2:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sell your car.
Phil, what is all this?
We're trying to beef up our advertising for the Mile High Suburban Buy. Decided to give these Gregorian monks a try.
What's the Mile High Suburban Buy?
It's the newest way to sell your car. It's all the rage.
I can hear that.
See, we offer sellers access to over 500,000 readers and 19 suburban newspapers. You know, the ones you actually read.
Gotcha. How much are you charging?
$29.99.
They're really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we all are. There are a lot of ways to sell your car, and we want to be the best. We've put together a crack team of classified employees who'll help you craft your message and make your ad work for you. We're serious about helping real people in real communities sell their cars fast for less.
Sounds great. I've got a car I'd like to sell.
Just call Community Classifieds at 303-279-5541. That's 303-279-5541. 303-279-5541. Okay, he gets it.
Sorry.
Call Community Classifieds today. 303-279-5541.
The stage is set.
Real action is what we need.
Decision 2004.
If you're in a period of transition, you must help people make that transition.
Continuing coverage.
The clock is ticking.
This should be an interesting debate.
From your best choice for the info regarding the election in 2004. AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:45 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I'll be yours on Sunday night, too, from 7 to 8, airamericaradio.com. With me in studio, Joe Trippi, the new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. And you can meet him tonight at Tatter Cover Cherry Creek at 7:30. And you're going to be covering the convention, where we were supposed to be next week, but we're not going to be there now, for who? MSNBC?
MSNBC. I'll be doing an unconventional convention coverage show from midnight to 2 o'clock.
Oh, that sounds so fabulous. And it's the one that Ron Reagan is?
Ron Reagan, myself, Dee Dee Myers, and a host of folks will be doing that show for the whole week. And I don't have anything else to do during the day, so I'd be happy to give a little KNRC report to you.
Oh, we will be thrilled. We are going to call you. We want to hear what you have to say because we love your takes on politics.
You know.
And all the juicy stuff, too. Don't leave that part out.
Yeah, I'll try to dig up some juicy stuff for your listeners.
Here's the question I want to ask you. I'm always telling people to get involved. This is what has been lost sight of, the thing that you mentioned early on about Howard Dean and what you loved about him, is the common good, not just my school, not just your school, but the schools for all of us. How we can, it's become so partisan. I think that the motto on the money should be changed from In God We Trust to What's in It for Me?
Right.
Because that's the mentality that has taken over. So how can people get involved? The obvious is write a check. The obvious is call the Kerry campaign or Democrats in your location, or somebody else, and sign up and get involved and organize and do something hands-on. What else would you suggest?
Well, I mean, the thing that happened first is that you got this thing where people did stop believing that they could make a difference. I mean, you started to believe with this messed up system of 33 lobbyists for every member of Congress. That's why we don't have health care. Because no, it's not because it's not a good plan. It's because someone puts one up and 33 lobbyists go to town and break it up.
What do you mean 33 lobbyists for every member
there
of Congress?
There are 33 registered lobbyists.
For every member?
Different lobbyists. It's not the same 33 guys. I've got 33 registered lobbyists for every one member of Congress.
Oh, my God.
So you put a health care plan out, and I don't care whether it's Clinton or Howard Dean's or Dick Gephardt's or John Kerry's, you know, all of a sudden Harry and Louise and the lobbyists go to town and we don't have it. And I think, so what happened is people started to believe that their $25 contribution or their 4 hours going door to door in their neighborhood didn't make a whit's bit of difference in that environment, in that situation, and they were right. Because by yourself, it doesn't matter. What the Dean campaign did, I think the real legacy of it was we woke people up to the fact that, you know, that's right, but if a couple hundred thousand of us do it, if 650,000 of us do it, if a million of us do it, we can change everything.
So and has look the Kerry campaign learned from the Dean campaign and using a strong internet
presence? I think they're learning. It wasn't their first instinct, obviously. I think they're getting better. But the other thing, you know, I've become convinced after doing this such a long time, that, you know, don't sit there and wait for a knight in shining armor to go riding into Washington to change America for you. No one's going to change America for you. You have to change it. Now, it feels lonely. You're the only one. But there's a hell of a lot of people listening who want to do it.
How do we come together?
Right. How do we come together?
How do we come together
and,
so we can all tap
internet,
into each other?
And the internet, that's why it's the overthrow of everything, because the internet is fine. You cannot come together over television. You can do it over radio. They have a discussion.
You have a real community.
But on the internet, you can connect to each other in a way that you can't on radio. And so, you know, there's, my site, changeforamerica.com or joetrippi.com or Howard Dean's Democracy for America, or Move On. But there are real communities building out there that you can become a part of. And most of them are working, you know, towards the same goal. So you can become members of three of them or one of them, whatever time you have.
So MoveOn.org is one.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one,
ChangeForAmerica.com.
You have a website?
ChangeForAmerica.com, JoeTrippi.com. The Governor Dean has Democracy for America.
What's he doing for the Kerry campaign now? I heard him interviewed by, I think, a BBC, somebody, you know, a journalist somewhere. And he just got his wallet swiped, too, didn't he?
I haven't heard that part.
Yeah, he was talking from a phone or a payphone. He put his wallet down in New York, and somebody made off with it.
I mean, come on, I know the guy. That's how I lost my wallet. No. He probably got stolen. I'm kidding. He's out there every day campaigning his heart out for for Carrie Edwards.
Is that hard to do when you have been stomped in Iowa?
No, because, you know, we got involved when there were only 432 people for Dean, and the reason he was doing it, the reason I was doing it, the reason they were doing it was somebody had to go out and take Bush on.
Why did he do that? Why didn't he win in Iowa, Dean? Was it Mrs. Dean should have been there more often? What was it?
No, I mean, it's the Little League baseball team thing. It's also that no one had faced what we faced there ever. I mean, first of all,
the whole party hated his passion and his anger what he inspired in people. They were frightened of his power, I think.
No, what they were frightened of was that this guy didn't go out and bow and curtsy in front of the party leaders and ask them for permission to run. He didn't bow and curtsy to the funders, the big funders in the party, and ask them for permission. And they thought that was cute and a little pain in the neck, but who cares because he's not going anywhere. Then 650,000 Americans come along, and all of a sudden he's getting there without the power brokers.
He's made them irrelevant.
And they're becoming irrelevant. Why? Because the people are mattering again. Oh, that's horrible. So we end up running, you know, Iowa, 65% of caucus attenders are over the age of 65. So you ask me what went wrong. Well, I think all those zillions of ads Dick Gephardt was running saying Howard Dean's going to steal your Medicare and ruin your Social Security had a lot more to do with it than anything. It's the oldest trick in politics, scare seniors. So they pulled that one. The Club for Growth, Republican conservative group, spends hundreds of thousands of dollars nuking Howard Dean in Iowa. Never happened before. I mean, the Republicans say they wanted Howard Dean. Why are they on the air with negative ad after negative ad? Then there's this mysterious other committee that no one could tell you who funded it, because the way the reporting happened, we didn't find out till after Iowa that it was Gephardt donors and Kerry donors joining in a new committee. And by the way, coordination is illegal, so I'm sure this was not coordinated at all. They just all happened to get there, but they run hundreds of thousands of dollars of negative ads against Dean. Plus, we made some mistakes. I made some mistakes.
What about the Dean scream?
It was the end of the
ad. I didn't think that was any big deal, but they made a big deal out of it. I was in Venice. I was out of the country when that was.
The mistake is everybody says, well, that was the beginning of the end for Dean. No,
It was already done.
That was the end of the end. It didn't matter anyway. But second of all, you're right. It didn't happen.
It wasn't any big deal. That was like
a guy goes out there
and rallies the troops.
Well, no, but look, I've been around a long time. 30 years in this business, in politics. 30 years. Started when I was 17. Okay, and I've been to a lot of parties where the victory parties where the guy takes third place. Almost every time, there's four people because all the other people figured out where the winning guys were. Four people, and they're so drunk, they don't know that they're supposed to go to the other guy's party. So we get into this room, and it's 3,500 people, and they are on fire. I mean, you cannot hear yourself think. And I'm in the crowd. I can't hear Howard Dean. I'm sure he was up there and couldn't hear himself as he was saying, on to Michigan, on to Minnesota. I mean, two things. He's one in this crazed, loud room. Second of all, what is he doing? He's saying, hey, on to, you know, let's go to the next states. This is why you're going to dump somebody?
This is crazy. One quick question, and then we're going to have, we're just about out of time. Dick Cheney, will he remain on the ticket? Isn't he kind of a drag on the ticket? What's going wrong for the Bush campaign, and why would John McCain not run with Bush?
Well, I'm leading the dump Cheney movement and the dump Cheney cause, not because here's my theory on this. If enough of us say he should dump Cheney, he won't do it.
No, I don't think he's going to do it anyway.
No, but it just helps guarantee that he won't, because it'd be a really smart move to dump him. He's a drag on the ticket, and one of the reasons they're going to go down. And I think they're just so stubborn they won't do it. So I think that's another one of the reasons we're going to win in November.
Joe Trippi, it's been a delight to have you on today, and we look forward to your reports from the Democratic Convention in Boston. Joe's new book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. You can meet him tonight, Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, 7:30. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Aren't you tired of all the clutter on the other talk stations?
Did you hear that?
Does it seem like they have any time to talk issues? The answer is no. Keep it here on Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Now, for a limited time at participating Subway restaurants, get three of your favorite footlong subs for only $11.99. That's right, three footlong subs for only $11.99. All day, every day, Subway. Eat fresh.
Hello, I hear them trucks are coming. They're coming round the bend.
Get discounts up to $13,000 and 0% financing with approved credit during the massive truck blowout at MedVent Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedVent Chevrolet Castle Rock. MedVent is stocked fence to fence with Tahoes, Silverados, and the all-new Colorado pickup. Profit is not a major consideration because everything is discounted to our lowest prices of the year. Only at the Big Gun MedVent Chevrolet Truck Center on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock, or on I-70 in Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVent Autoplex. Join us at the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo, July 31st through August 8th.
From Wyoming to New Mexico, everybody said, if you want a great deal, go to MedVed.
Chevrolet, an American revolution.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during cool summer savings, you'll find special deals, too. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Super Paint interior and exterior, our best-selling paints. So stop in for great service, expert advice, and right now, one cool sale. When it comes to paint and wallpaper, it's what we do, it's all we do. Ask how, ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
AutoTrader.com has the largest selection of used cars in Denver, and comparison tools make it easy to find the one you really want. AutoTrader.com. Your car is waiting.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Holy cow! What a beautiful day for these Talk All-Stars!
Batting first, mornings, it's Jimmy Lakey.
Way to start the game!
Next in middays, Enid Goldstein gives Rush a run for his money. And a lot of money that is.
What a power hitter!
Batting third is Doug Kellett.
He's been strong all season.
And batting fourth is Michael Reagan. The All-Stars of Denver Talk Radio is on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:59. We just have a couple of seconds left, and I want to thank a number of people. I want to thank Joe Anderson for his good work. Thank you, Joe. And Jordan Lyles for his good work. And I want to let you know that on Monday we're going to be having as our guest, why can't I think of his name? Bill Press from MSNBC and from CNN formerly. And I'm going to be on Air America Radio on Sunday night. From 7 to 8 p.m., filling in for Doug Kellett, will be Jim Emery, 3 to 6, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You'll see you at noon on Monday. I mean it.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr. There's a call for Congress to cut its six-week recess short to take up the 9/11 Commission recommendations. Delaware Senator Joe Biden says voters can make that happen.
Threaten your congressman and senator if they don't agree with me that we should have a single agency with budget control and real authority, then vote against them, Democrat or Republican. Vote them out of office.
Feeling the heat, some members of Congress will return to hold hearings on the 9/11 recommendations first week of August. Pentagon investigators say the Air Force has spent billions on cargo planes that can't be used in combat.
Their report says the Lockheed Martin cargo carriers have too many problems and none have been cleared for their primary mission. Lori Hacking's family wants people to keep looking. The pregnant Salt Lake City woman vanished Monday while out jogging. Her husband has been hospitalized for stress. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during Cool Summer Savings, you'll find special deals, too. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Super Paint Interior and Exterior, our best-selling paints. So stop in for great service, expert advice, and right now, one cool sale. When it comes to paint and wallpaper,